awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing.
Right on. Yeah, what's up? How you feeling?
Feel good.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. This week's already flying by.
It's almost gone.
I can't believe it.
The month's almost gone. March is almost gone.
You know, coming up in April, our prom.
Yeah.
Static Radio's annual prom. A night under the stars, because let's face it, half the crowd likes hanging out outside under the stars anyway, so we thought, let's run with it.
Yeah.
We usually have like tables set out on the amphitheater. It's nice.
I've never been to the Static Prom.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
I hope people show up.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. It's pretty sweet. Yeah.
But now I'll come back again.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Okay.
Playing some jams.
I like it. 2.0's DJing, right?
Yeah. 2.0, she does our Friday evening hip-hop show, Surge.
Surge.
Yeah. It's going to be good. Tickets available now, mystaticradio.com. We get a lot of emails year in and year out like, dude, prom.
When's the prom?
When's prom? Bugging, prom.
And then we're like, tickets are on sale, and it's like,
oh, that's cool. All right. Well, maybe like week of, I'll just, you know, maybe I'll just pick up some tickets.
Maybe, I don't know. I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
I need to go look at the internet.
I really wanted to know when the prom, I wasn't going to go. I just
want to know when it was.
I just want to know when it was. So.
In theory, it's cool.
Yeah. So.
Morning, guys.
Oh! Good
morning. It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
No,
how
it's
y'all
not.
Doing?
Doing
yes,
well, buddy.
Yes, it is. Hey, guys.
Where have you been?
We were just... Oh,
I've been busy lately. I've had a lot of projects doing since I was off last week.
Ah, right. Of course. Matthew, yeah. We were just talking about our high school prom.
Oh, yeah. Stag prom, yeah.
Yeah.
My cousin was telling me about that.
Hey, man. We're asking Bible clubs to send us an email. We're going to shoot a free pair of tickets to high school students.
Ooh, I'll definitely let my conversion leader know immediately. Actually, by the way, guys, did you have a website now?
Oh, look out.
Yeah, that's because I'm their Google website manager.
Oh. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah.
I love it. It's just, you know, it's a good thing. The only thing is, though, is if something goes wrong with the website, it's my thing.
Right.
So it literally falls on me. Well, nothing's going to go wrong with the site anytime
all
soon.
All the burden,
so.
None of the glory. Wait.
Yeah.
So you got to get in there, buddy, because we're only giving one pair of ticket away per high school. So just saying.
All right.
Got to
get
that
thing.
Email in there. We'll get out to Volcano Vista.
I will definitely send my converse leader a text here in a few minutes.
There
you
go.
Let's look.
That's good. I'm sure they're awake.
Of course they're awake. You senior students, so.
Oh, okay. Right. Of course. I need that. Of course, Matthew.
I need to make actually an announcement this morning on behalf of the cheer team, actually.
The cheer team.
Hold on just a second. Okay. I wasn't prepared. I apologize. It's been some days, so I'm going to have to put you on hold, okay?
All right, go ahead.
All right, hold on just a sec. You still there?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here.
Good. Found the music for themes and such. So if you would like to make your announcement in 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, guys. This information is for the Volcano Vista Hawks cheer team.
Mm.
This Saturday at 3:15 at the pit, They will be at the Pit for a cheer competition, so please come and support the Volcano the Hawk cheerleaders.
At the
Wear
Pit.
Black and let's black out the stadium, guys.
Whoa,
for any further questions, please go to www.aps.edu or go to our website at volcanovistahawks.aps.edu or call 890-0343 for further information. Remember, guys, it's great to talk. Go Hawks!
Go Hawks!
Go Hawks!
Go!
Matthew, what are they going to do when you graduate?
Oh, man.
And they don't have anybody to do their announcements. Are you going to go into college and maybe do their announcements?
Please do.
I might, guys. I might. I'm not really sure about college. I'm not really. Yeah, I might just do towing. I'm not really sure.
Wait. Hmm? You're not sure about college?
I might. I'm thinking about UNLV if I do end up going.
What?
Yeah, UNLV. You know, Rebels?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know them.
We know him.
I'm a Lobo.
He a Lobo.
Matthew, I'm a Lobo.
He's a Lobo. Okay,
I went to UNM. I saw the game.
You're talking about the UNLV running Rebels.
Matthew, that's a low blow to a Lobo.
I am.
Nice one, Mateo. That was good.
Mateo.
Yeah, that was good, Mateo.
Thank you. Gracias.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
all right, guys.
Well. We got to go because we only talk to Lobos.
We only talk to Lobos.
Maybe. I am a partial Lobos fan, actually. I can say that.
Okay.
In fact, my family member is a Lobo, so.
There you go. And you're a Volcano Vista Hawk right now, so
Hawk.
That's okay.
Go
we're
Hawks.
Okay. Go Hawks.
True. If you show up to the prom, expect a dance battle with me.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get a song request this morning, please?
If you promise to dance battle me.
Hey, if I'm able to show up, guys, I'm actually trying to keep my grade in algebra above it. Academic letter.
You
so.
Got
there
this.
You go.
You got
you
this.
Can do it. I believe in you. Study.
All right, guys. Yeah, the song, play something by Amberlin. I want to put this out to the Volcano Vista Hawk cheerleaders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just going out to the team there. These girls have done a fabulous job this year. They made first in the, you know, cheer invitational. They scored second at the Metro Tournament in 2013. They've been doing a fabulous job this year, so good job, girls. Good job.
Good job, girls. Good job. All right.
Thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Nice.
There's so many ways we can go about this. There's breaking.
Aww.
There's impossible.
Breathe.
There's hello alone.
Baby, please come home. We should play Baby, Please Come Home. It's not Christmas.
Oh, you know what? Hey, there's no mathematics to love, and he's currently wanting to shoot this out to the cheerleaders.
Amen.
And he's also studying algebra.
Perfect.
Oh, Matthew from Albuquerque, you running rebel, you. On the way, some Demon Hunter, some breaking news, some birthdays, and so much more. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
And now the news for you this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's me, Mateo. To my left, I have Steve-O.
Sup?
To my right, behind this barrier is Doug.
Doug.
Peter is walking around somewhere.
I just saw Steve-er, I thought.
Steve-er is here. I saw him recently. Skate park likes her own. Nobody knows why.
We'll find out in the 7 o'clock
hour. We're going to investigate.
Yeah.
Caleb going to come by?
That's the word I hear is he is.
Nice. Japan will hand over more than 1,000 pounds of weapons-grade plutonium and uranium to the U.S. It's a good thing. Wait. I wasn't prepared. Who did Doc Brown steal it from? Was it the Lebanese or something like that? You remember?
Oh, they found me.
Yeah.
Libyans.
The Libyans.
Gosh. I miss you.
Yes.
I miss you.
Stever. Stever threw the Libyans. Oh, my gosh. It's a good thing that it wasn't the Libyans. And then we would have had a lot of Doc Browns in trouble.
Oh, man.
New research shows that people who work nights may kill as many as 25% of their brain cells.
Whoa.
It's a good thing we don't work at night. We work horribly early in the morning.
I know.
Our brain cells are probably just repopulating constantly. So many brain cells.
Wait,
Doug?
Why? Doug works at night.
Doug, do you feel smarter?
No. No, because he works at night and averages it out.
I
what
hope.
A...
Wait. I didn't realize he worked at night, too.
Yeah.
Good grief, Doug. You're burning the candle at both ends, buddy.
Yeah.
That's how you get burned out.
Yeah, it's that midnight oil.
Midnight oil. In the midnight call. That's an old gospel song. A Washington, D.C. woman had to find her own transportation to the hospital after the two EMTs who arrived began arguing with each other.
No way.
Yeah. You drove last time. It's my time to drive. Or at least let me operate the siren. That's what would have been my argument. You let me do the siren. No. You drove. No. I did drive. So let me operate the siren. No, it's still your shift. I see a band argument happening. Oh, poor lady. The cast members of How I Met Your Mother said they were kept in the dark about how the sitcom would conclude its 9-year run with its final episode. I've never watched it.
I have not either.
You've never watched it. Doug's only seen one episode.
Un poquito.
And he hated it. He told me
Doug?
He hated it.
I went to school with Neil, bro. Come
he
on.
Said he hated it so much because
nice
he didn't want to know how the guy met his mother. He thought that was the dumbest plot line.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Doug, you're so critical. Candy Crush is going public this week.
I don't know what that means.
Candy Crush is a game like your Clash of Clans.
No, it's not like that
at
all.
It's like that, except it's candy-based.
No, it's not like that at all. Clash of Clans is manly. It's real.
Mm-hmm. But I think this was the company that was trying to trademark the word candy over in Britain. And this is why, because they were going public with it. How do you trademark candy? You don't. It's like trademarking sky.
I feel like Candyland would have an advantage on that one.
Yeah,
they were
see, that's what I thought,
longer.
Too. Or any other candy that's been around for 60 years. I'm looking at you, Skittles. How long you been around?
60 years? Skittles has not been
that's
around
what
for
I,
60
that's
years.
That's what I believe. Don't shatter it.
I feel like it'd be the Hershey chocolate bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or those horrible little things at Halloween. One's orange and one's black, and they wrap them up, and they're like...
What?
You don't know those?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Wait. Are they...
They're wrapped in...
Like taffy?
Yeah, and they're brown.
Oh,
looking.
Yeah. Okay.
They're wrapped in orange, and one's wrapped in black. Those are my dad's favorite candies. I don't know what they're called. I never learned it, because I tried one when I was a kid, and I was like, no. Not for me. NASA is seeking ideas for capturing wild asteroids, because the ones raised... On a farm?
Yeah.
Too tame. We want the wild ones. Give us the wild ones. I hear that you're a wild one. Ooh. Gross. In response to Russia's annexation of Crimea, the leaders of the world's biggest economic powers have kicked Russia out of the G8.
What?
Take that, commies.
Oh, right out of the gate.
In response, Russia is starting its own group that they're calling the Legion of Doom.
Oh. I mean, come
that
on.
Sounds like a comic book thing. That could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm reading the series that came out a few years ago called Secret Warriors.
It's one of the best.
And it's all about Russia coming back in the form of Leviathan.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, they knew. Marvel knew way ahead of time. Hickman, man.
Ooh.
He also knows how the world's going to end.
Hickman is a predictman. Predicting things. A North Dakota man burned down a house to impress a woman. Feats of strength. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Matthew from Albuquerque. If you want those cheerleaders to like you, you need a feat of strength that you're willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe jump off a building.
Okay, don't do that.
No, you need a feat of strength.
Yeah,
climb
that's not...
a tall tree. A very tall tree.
Yeah. That's a little safer.
Well, if you jump...
He wants to be in the towing business.
Oh, you should try to tow a train.
Okay.
With your bare hands.
I was just thinking, like, if they had car trouble, he could help them with their car. This is practical.
Oh, dude, that's a simple and effective means to getting to impressing a girl.
Yeah, because if you fall out of a tree, you're going to break something.
Yeah,
and
if you jump off a building,
then you're
going to
be in the hospital, and there'd be the, like, pity, but you're going to be that guy who fell out of the tree.
Yeah.
You'll never be the, or you're the guy that fixed her car.
That's not a feat of strength.
I'm just saying.
That's an accident. You don't want to be an accident.
No.
You want to
be
a feat of strength.
Yeah. Be the one that fixes the car.
If you are going to jump off a building, I recommend it being a one-story building.
Yeah, I feel like there's still some danger to
you
that.
Might look kind of crazy. Yeah. I feel like if I got on the roof of the station and I was like, I'm going to jump off this building to impress every girl.
Yeah.
Number one, Dawn would be like, what?
Yeah.
And then everybody else would be like, you're stupid. That's not even a high jump. And I'd
say,
watch this. You're
proving my point. This is a terrible feat of strength.
You got this. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a simple and effective feat of strength. jumping off a one-story building.
Change the oil in their car.
Change a flat tire. That's a big one.
Boom.
If you can change a flat tire, that's a feat of strength most men can't accomplish.
Yeah, which is sad.
Just Google it. Circus elephants escaped and damaged cars in the streets of St. Charles, Missouri.
Mm.
Just like out of Jumanji.
Really?
Can you imagine that? Robin Williams popped up and was like, ah! And then he was gone. He had to go film his show. How's that show doing? Have we seen that? We haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Michelle Obama is staying in a hotel in China. Funny thing is, this hotel was considered too expensive for none other than Vice President Joe Biden when he visited Beijing last year.
Really?
Miss Obama's staying in a 3,444-square-foot suite at the five-star Westin Beijing Shiyang near the U.S. Embassy, which reportedly costs about $8,400 a night.
Hmm.
Unless the first family is getting some kind of presidential discount. Cool guy discount. That's what I always get. Michelle Obama is being accompanied by her daughters and her mother, not her husband, along with an entourage of about 70 persons, including Secret Service agents. Before Joe Biden went to China in December, the U.S. government determined that the price was prohibitive for staying at the Westin and nixed the reservation. He bunked at the St. Regis instead, at a cost to taxpayers of about $385,000 for 213 hotel rooms. Michelle Obama's trip to China is considered non-political, but it's still on the taxpayers' dime even though she is not an elected official. First Lady is on a week-long trip to the region for what the White House described as a person-to-person soft diplomatic tour. Cool, man.
We read something this week that a hotel was saying they could not wait for her to be done.
I saw that, too. I wonder if that's real.
Yeah.
We need to investigate
that. We should.
Snoked.
Real.
Wow. Yeah. That's how we do it.
Yep.
When it comes to selling Thin Mints, Do-Si-Dos, Tagalongs, and other Girl Scout cookies, sixth grader Katie Francis of Oklahoma City is the cookie queen.
Doug? Really?
Doug, are you listening? As 12-year-old Katie told the Oklahoma newspaper, there's three ingredients to selling cookies. Lots of time, lots of commitment, and I have to ask everybody I see to buy them. That is a salesperson right there. She needs to go to the Steve Ryman School of Sales.
Man, they have been outside every grocery store, every.
Or does she? Because along with her mother, Katie pushes her wagons of cookies all over Oklahoma City. The family's SUV is stuffed with boxes of cookies so she can sell from anywhere, from school to dance class. Katie's 18,107 boxes that she sold beats the previous record of 18,000 boxes. She thinks she can sell 20,000 next year. This girl sold over 18,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. If that organization isn't blessing her with a car or something, I don't know what they're doing. Oh, I know what they're doing. They're paying for Michelle Obama's hotel room.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. Sorry. I forgot about it. Scotch tape selfies are a thing on the internet. Now, did you ever see Yes Man, Jim Carrey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I didn't, but I know what you're talking about.
Yes Man, he scotch tapes his face up. Looks like a pig. Well, this 21-year-old Brighton University over in the UK student, Lizzie Durley, was inspired by the movie Yes Man. She started doing scotch tape selfies and has started an internet trend. It's trending. She's also created a cellotape selfie Facebook page, which has all her pictures. And I guess this is a thing. We'll probably see Mitch and Celeste doing this within a few days. So, there you go.
But here's the thing.
What?
Wes Naaman, he's a photographer.
Okay.
He did this years ago.
He did?
Yeah. Naaman Photography, Scotch Tape Series.
Let me see.
Boom.
You
might know some of those people.
No.
Albuquerque photographer, friend of mine.
No way.
Yeah, Wes Naaman.
Who do I know?
I'd have to go through them all.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of selfies, guys, this kid.
Is that like Yes Man, though? That's like what they did?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Something like that.
That's Wes Naaman.
A teenager became so obsessed with taking the perfect selfie, he tried to kill himself when he failed to do it.
He tried to kill himself?
Nope. 19-year-old Danny Bowman spent 10 hours a day taking up to 200 snaps of himself on his iPhone. He dropped out of school, didn't leave his house for 6 months, lost weight trying to make himself look better for the camera, and became aggressive with his parents when they tried to stop him.
Wow.
Finally, in a drastic attempt to escape his obsession, Danny took an overdose.
Oh my god.
But was saved by his mom. Now the teen, believed to be Britain's first selfie addict, is battling back after intensive therapy to treat his technology addiction. Technology addiction will land you in rehab. Wow. I've got to say, I'm pretty surprised by that. The first selfie addict.
Yeah.
Is it a diagnosis? Is it a theory?
Here's the thing. Well, never mind.
Tell me about it.
This becomes like this deep theological.
I know. I want to know. I'm not a parent.
I feel like at any given time, a human being can develop a deep desire.
Yeah.
But it's like when sin digs deep. You know what I mean? And you feel you become quote unquote addicted as you would be diagnosed with. Are they really addicted or is it just so focused on sin and self that literally this guy selfies? I don't know.
I'm
not saying that there aren't addictions in the world, but I am saying that I don't necessarily know that that guy has a selfie addiction and he needs, you know, to go to a selfie rehab facility to learn how to take pictures of flowers instead.
Flowers.
I mean, what do you do?
Let's replace.
Sorry, I'm so.
Let's replace the 10 hours a day and the 200 snaps with a drink.
Right.
What is it then?
Well, that's an addiction. That's a chemical. Mm-hmm. That's something that you're actually putting into your body that changes your like makeup inside. But after 3 days of being sober, I mean, through the withdrawals and whatever, then what is it?
I don't know. It's an addiction. And I bet this kid's brain was releasing chemicals.
Some kind of crazy endorphins.
Yeah.
Who knows, friends?
Who knows?
Just outside Grand Rapids, Michigan, is a highway sign that reads Bloomington Normal, next two interchanges. That's Bloomington Normal, Illinois. And residents in and around Grand Rapids were scratching their heads over the seemingly misplaced road sign. Police were called. Michigan officials were summoned. Hundreds posted the photos and comments on Facebook. Turns out a movie is being filmed in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
But the story is set in Illinois. So producers had to put up a Bloomington Normal highway sign for a scene in the film. That could be confusing.
That is amazing.
Also, that boat that they were building over in Iran, supposedly that's for a movie
that
they're filming. Supposedly. That's what the Iranian media wants us to think. Isn't it, Doug? But we don't trust them.
No.
We don't trust anybody anymore. There's no reason to. If they don't bleed red, white, and blue like me, I don't trust them. That's what I say.
You bleed red, white, and blue?
Let's go over a list of other people that bled red, white, and blue. George Washington, Ronald Reagan, Abraham Lincoln, Moses, Jesus, Napoleon, Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, I don't know, Bill Gates. Best people in history. Hang on, I need a woman.
Elizabeth
Helen
Ross.
Of Troy.
Oh, Joan of Arc.
J-Law. Nailed it. March Madness apparently came early for a 33-year-old man after police say he drank $80 worth of alcohol, set a trash can on fire, and punched two men in the face at a South Daytona, Florida bar.
Okay.
Police say Jason A. Buchanan ordered 10 shots of Jägermeister at the bar, drank them all on his own, one right after another, and then he burned down the building trying to get out of his tab. And that, my friends, is your breaking news for today.
What?
Yep.
All right.
That's one way to get out of a tab. And one way to land yourself in jail.
Look out! Thankfully, that concludes breaking news.
Amen.
And brings about Douglas!
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
How are you guys doing?
I'm okay.
You know, could be worse.
Yeah, that's true.
I could have a Jaeger shot addiction.
Well,
Jaeger shot.
When we go to SoPo's after this.
Yeah, that's true.
There we go.
Is that an addiction?
I'm probably addicted to coffee.
All right, well, today is March 25th, 2014, day 85 of 2014. There are 281 days remaining.
Yeah.
And first up this morning, you may know her as Holly McClain. She was in the first two Die Hards.
Not Helen. What is her name? I know it. Bonnie Bedelia. Boom!
Yes. She was also in Parenthood and The Division.
Oh, Mitch likes that Parenthood
show. She was also in Needful Things. She was also in,
I don't know who it is.
Bonnie Bedelia. She was in Speechless. Let's see, what else was she in? Bonnie Bedelia. She was the wife in Die Hard.
It's been a long time.
They say it's my birthday. I am a champion of guessing old obscure actors and actresses.
That's fine.
From the 80s and 90s.
All right. Well, then how old is she?
And current on Parenthood.
Parenthood. Parenthood.
Gosh, I don't, man, she plays Craig T. Nelson's wife on Parenthood.
Okay.
But I don't all right. 80s, 90s, 2010, 30.
I say she is 48 years old.
I'll see. I was going to say the big 6-0.
She is 66 years old. Whoa! Today.
Getting on the bass.
Also today, from the show Smash, she was also in the show Crazy, the movie House Bunny, and she played Amber on one episode of Community.
Amber.
Amy Smart.
No.
No, what's the other one?
Who was Amber on Community? Was that Pierce's daughter?
No.
It was only one episode she was on.
I've seen it. It's... I want to throw something. I know who
Wait,
she is.
Was that What's-Her-Face's assistant? I don't know. Okay.
What's her name?
Catherine McPhee.
Catherine McPhee. Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait, American Idol, Catherine, did you say that?
Yeah. Well, okay. No. But
that's her.
28.
She is 32.
She is 30 today.
Ah.
30 years
Split
old today.
Difference.
I'm glad it's your birthday, Doug.
Oh, thank you.
It's not your birthday.
He is a former astronaut. He was the astronaut from Apollo 13 that Tom Hanks played in the movie.
Oh, man.
What was his name?
Captain Phillips!
No.
That was
no.
It!
Mr. What? Banks!
Yeah, no.
I promise you it was Captain Phillips! He was the captain!
No, it wasn't Forrest Gump either.
Was his name Woody?
No.
It's from Toy Story. It's a Pixar joke.
Yeah, I gotcha.
James Lovell.
Oh,
James
that
Lovell.
Was it.
That, yep. Yep. Yep.
Apollo 13. Down space. Let's see. 69, dude.
I think he's 74.
He is 86 today.
Dang!
Gosh, looking good there, buddy.
Next up this morning, from Orange is the New Black, Detroit 187,
gross.
Malcolm X, and he played Lieutenant Arthur Fancy on NYPD Blues.
Billy Corgan!
No.
Just a shot in the dark here. Chris Farley.
No.
Helen Hunt?
No, James McDaniel.
Oh, James McDaniel. I was way off.
He was also in Bug's Life and The Weather Channel. And he's standing.
Rare appearance on Mr. Rogers.
Standing right outside right now. Hey.
It's creepy.
Get out of here.
Yeah, come on, man. He is 56.
He is 56 years old today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, okay, enough of that.
All right, next up, she was in Melrose Place.
Oh, this is Housewives.
And she was on Desperate Housewives. She played Bree.
Bree.
Hey,
the
Bree.
Redhead.
The redhead.
Oh,
what was the first show she was in?
Desperate Housewives.
No, the other one.
Desperate House. Melrose Place.
Melrose Place.
The and Redhead. Everwood.
Kirsten Dunst.
No.
Emma Stone.
Marcia Cross.
All right. I heard Kirsten Dunst was just here filming a movie.
Yeah.
MJ was just here.
Well.
The little girl from Interview with the Vampire.
And Jumanji.
Gosh.
Jumanji was
Marcia Cross
one.
Celebrating her birthday today.
Gross. All right. 46.
Oh, man. I was good. Okay. 48.
She is 52 years old today.
Oh,
52 years old. From such songs as Thrift Shop.
Macklemore.
Not Macklemore.
Ryan Lewis.
Yes, Ryan Lewis's birthday
the
today.
The other guy.
The other guy.
The DJ. Or whatever. He is 31.
Really?
Nah, I don't know.
Please be older. 33.
26.
Oh, burn.
Yes. From Starsky and Hutch. He played Starsky.
Nice. Ben Stiller.
No.
He did,
good,
though.
That was a good movie, though.
I can't remember. I think I watched that.
Paul Michael Glazer.
Celebrating
his birthday. He was also Zach on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was also Kelly on Saved by the Bell.
Boom!
Interesting. It's a weird, weird period of time.
His range is just incredible.
Okay.
64.
70s. He was probably in his...
He was in the movie Starsky and Hutch, too. Oh. The very end.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I think he's... What'd you say, 64?
Yeah, but he's probably older.
71.
71 years old today.
Fine.
Gross. We need a new song.
How about Paradise City by Guns N' Roses?
Yes!
Okay.
From First Wives Club, Glee, and Sex in the City.
Man, all things Mateo loves.
I've never seen
She is married to somebody who celebrated a birthday last week.
Oh.
Goldie Hawn.
No.
Oh. Wasn't it Kurt Russell's birthday last week?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, Sarah Jessica
Parker. It is Sarah Jessica Parker's birthday.
Never mind. Nope.
Nope. Don't do it.
Nay. Nay, sir. I will not. Nay. I will not.
Yeah, it's Sarah Jessica Parker's birthday today.
She is 45.
Sarah Jessica Parker is 48.
49.
Ah!
49 years old today.
Sport.
From the NASCAR circuit.
Oh.
She.
Danica Patrick.
Yes.
She's the only one.
She is the only one.
It's the easiest sports fact to know. She's the only female driver in NASCAR right now that I know about.
There you go. Danica Patrick.
D. Patrick celebrating a birthday today.
34.
33.
32 years old today.
Bam, bam.
Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Who is in the studio with Andre 3000 and who is the other guy? Babyface.
Babyface, that was it.
She's making new music.
I thought she was in our studio.
No.
I was like, whoa.
That'd be pretty impressive.
She's right here. Hey, Aretha.
Hey, everybody.
Get out of here.
I'm Aretha Franklin.
Whoa.
That's what she talks like.
Hey, everybody. I'm Aretha Franklin. Listen to my voice. You know it's me.
Wow. Yep.
She is 73 years old.
Nope. Nope. She's clearly 71.
She's clearly 72.
Oh.
The last birthday this morning.
Second Elton John song. Is it Elton John's birthday?
Yes, it is.
Wow. Wow.
The million dollar piano.
Two divas born on the same day.
Amen. Hey, it's lonely out in space, man.
Oh, Elton and Aretha.
Banny and the Jets.
Who are more sequins? Who's... Okay, let's...
See. Oh, thank you. Doug?
Yeah,
thank
dude.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Say what you will about this man, but he gave the world this gift.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Blue Jean Stevie, Elaine Duggan, Mateo's in a band, morning show, it's really cool, I wish you were my friend.
Steve Ryman saw him in concert last week.
Sort of.
Ballerina. Okay. He is
dancing in the sand.
I can't concentrate.
Don't just sing.
Now she's in me. Always with me. 2010.
Tiny
14:45.
In my hand.
No, I'm gonna say no. If my math's right, he's in his 60s.
He's 69 years old.
No. I'm going to say 63.
67 years old today.
Wow.
Let it play.
My math was right. I didn't think it was.
Wow. Did you want to move to a different song?
No, I'll give. Tail.
You can move on.
All right.
But I'm going to keep singing it.
On this day in what year, Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore debuted on network radio, replacing the popular Abbott and Costello following Lou Costello's heart attack?
Okay. Abbott and Costello, that's old school. All right. Replace Abbott and Costello.
69.
I say 62.
1943.
Wow. I mean, right? Yeah. That makes sense.
Everybody had a
if
TV.
I had thought about that for a minute, they did Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein with Boris Karloff, and that was in the 40s.
That's old.
Yeah.
Black and white.
On this day in what year, civil rights activists led by Martin Luther King Jr. successfully completed their 4-day, 50-mile march from Selma to the capital of Montgomery?
Oh,
Queen Latifah.
No.
This was for the UNITY video.
I like the music.
UNITY.
Hey,
that spells
hey,
unity.
Hey.
1968. 1969.
1965.
Okay.
Well, we were close.
Beatles.
On this day in what year, during their honeymoon, John Lennon and Yoko Ono held their first bed-in for peace in the Amsterdam Hilton Hotel.
What does that mean?
You know
it means they all they just got a bunch of other hippies to come in their hotel room and they just stayed there till they got kicked out.
I bet
for
that
peace.
Smelled horrible.
Yeah.
Further like, further killing the Beatles.
Yeah.
You have some spite against Yoko
I
Ono,
do.
Don't you?
Yeah. I do, man.
1974.
Oh, the Beatles. 1976.
1969.
I said that twice!
Who did?
On this day in what year the Boston Patriots became the New England Patriots?
Oh, wow. This is for you.
Hate the Patriots.
This is just the anthem of New England. Anything from that part of the country.
I'm okay with that. Makes me hate it a little less. Although yesterday the NFL coaches all gathered. Did you see that? All the coaches, big old meeting, and they're like, let's do a big old coaches photo. Woo! All the coaches, except for one.
Lovey?
Bill Belichick didn't take part because he didn't think he needed to. He was too busy wearing a hoodie being a jerk. Sorry, I don't like Bill Belichick.
That's fine. But Lovey was there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Your boy?
Yeah. I love you, that guy.
Okay, this that we're talking about. This happened in 1982.
1974.
1971. On this day in what year the first fully functional space center orbiter, Columbia, was delivered to the John F. Kennedy Space Center to be prepared for its first launch?
1982.
1986.
It's 1980.
Or 1980. No one knows.
1979.
Oh,
1979. Dang it.
You were close.
And the last date, on this day in what year, Michael Jackson escorted Madonna to the Academy Awards?
Oh! 1989. That's obviously not.
1987. 1991. Oh, man, 91. Lots of stuff happened in 91.
Yes. Today is National Agriculture Day.
Yeah.
National Medal of Honor Day.
Hey.
Pecan Day.
Pecan
and it's
Day.
Waffle Day.
Yes, pecan waffles with maple syrup.
Doug, you pick the best songs to go out on.
Yeah. All right. We have a fantastic show today. We got a lot of locals rule.
Oh, we do!
In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be doing New Music Tuesday. If you're a local artist, you want to get your music played on our station, submit it to us. MyStaticRadio.com. Check out the locals rule section. You can submit an MP3, a band bio, and we will play your jam!
Do it.
Right around the corner, we're going to be talking with our dear friend Caleb from the Mix Game Room and Skate Park. They are having a grand reopening.
Woo, woo, woo!
This time we mean it. That's coming up on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, open up. Adam.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
All right, guys, we've got a couple things to report. First off, the construction at I-25 in Paseo, they are building a giant thing.
Yeah, see?
I'd never know. I thought it was a giant dirt pile, but in fact, it looks like it's going to be a bridge.
Here's what's crazy. We drive by that thing every day. You didn't notice.
I didn't notice it. I noticed the dirt pile, but I didn't realize it's sloped up, it's level, and then at the end of it, there's like a new concrete structure, which is the infrastructure for a bridge.
Which looks like it's being built directly into a building.
We were talking about that poor building owner. He's probably like, well, but, oh,
no, man.
Who voted for... I voted for this. I'm an idiot. Well, okay, Peter said Broadway and Lomas are completely shut down.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not showing up on the map, but it appears that here in Albuquerque, Broadway and Lomas, the intersection, completely shut down. Not sure what's going on. Also, pedestrian, Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, southeast at Mountain. Is that Broadway and Lomas?
Sure.
Pedestrian? I don't know what that means. I hope that's not terrible.
I know. It sounds terrible.
I-25 north at Comanche, exit 227B, there is a ladder on the roadway.
I've always wanted... Never mind.
It just falls off the
truck.
Those
things are so expensive.
I know.
I wanted to buy a ladder, and I couldn't believe how much it was for a ladder, so I could, like, change the light bulb that's, like, way up. You know, it's like,
you need an internal ladder, son. I'm talking about Jacob's ladder. I'm talking about Stairway to Heaven.
Man, we talked so long that the traffic music ended.
It's okay.
That's all right.
That's it. That was a whole look anyway.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. All right. Are you ready for some fun?
I would love to have a little fun.
Okay.
There's a lot of serious stuff going on.
Gosh, I know. Serious conversations in the workplace today.
Let's have some fun, folks. It's Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Is Caleb coming in?
Yeah, 7:30. We'll be talking with Caleb from The Mix, Game Room, and Skate Park. They are renovating it. We saw them working yesterday, building stuff.
And they're doing a lot because they were going to open in February, and they said, no, we're not finished yet. We got more to do. And then they were going to open this month. They said, no, we have more to do. So they're changing it up. They are definitely mixing it up. It is living up to its name. It's going
really
to be awesome when it's finished. So Caleb's going to come in. He's going to talk to us about it.
Yeah, because the rumor has it, no matter what, they're opening in April.
Boom.
Rumor has it. We'll find out. In the meantime, I found a survey. Man, I want to talk about this, but
Let's do it.
Okay, I'm not making fun.
Beep.
You're one of my favorite people in the world, and I love you.
Okay, stay in the bathroom a lot?
Yes!
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time every time.
I
know when you go to the bathroom, we need to at least have 3 songs set to play.
Yep.
Because chances are, you're going to be doing some things.
I take my time. I really do. I take my time.
Well, it makes more sense now because I've been reading this survey, and with the exception of the intended purpose of said toilet... Reading, the most popular toilet activity, 39% of people take a book, a magazine, or a newspaper into the bathroom. But here's the big question. What you do when you're doing the do? Apparently, people don't just go to the bathroom. I'm like one of those in, out, and on my way kind of... I don't like lingering in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I'm not like a super... bathroom hanger-outer person.
If I could figure out a reason for it, like if I could blame something, it's because when I was a kid, that was the one place I could go for, like, solitude.
And that's exactly what this is saying. It's a chance, 18% said it's a chance to ponder their next meal, meditate, have some quiet time. 21% of people who were surveyed in this said... they send text messages. They'll chat on the phone, which is weird to me. Because you always know when somebody's...
I can't do that.
You always know when somebody's in the bathroom because it's got that weird echo.
You walk in there like, hey, yeah, how you doing? I'm in a gym. I'm in a tunnel. I've used them all. No, I'm in a very echoey space. It's not a bathroom, just to be clear. Also, I'm not a liar. To be clearer, okay, I'm in a bathroom, I'm sorry. I'll call you back.
What you do in the bathroom. Phone lines are open. You can also take this one to Facebook. Strange stuff. Is there anything you or your significant other do in the bathroom? One person said they dated a girl with long hair who would spend extra time on the throne brushing and brushing and brushing her hair. I can't fathom doing anything else. I want to be there and I want to be gone. You get like numb butt. It's weird to me. I don't text. I can't Angry Birds it up. I can't. 505-338-3700. But apparently I'm alone in this because reading.
Now that I think that's where my big hang up is.
You just start reading?
I'll read like a text or I'll read, we'll be talking about a story and I'll look something up and then I'll be like, oh my gosh, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm working. I got to get out of here.
I'm like, where is Teo?
The walls are closing in.
505-338-3700. Static.
I play poker.
You play poker?
Not like on Zynga.
Yeah.
On Facebook. Yeah. Yep.
But I mean, couldn't you do that not on the toilet?
Maybe.
Yeah, but then there'll be like kids bugging me and stuff like that.
See, there you go. Okay. Yeah. That's your like alone time.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. You too. All right.
Because it's like when I went to my room when I was a kid, that was still, you know, it was kind of like a no closed door policy in my house. And you definitely couldn't lock the door.
Well, yeah.
You know, so it was always kind of open. Don't shut the door. Don't shut the door. So the bathroom was the one place you could shut the door, lock the door, and be by yourself.
There you go. All right.
Hey.
Static.
Mobile phone.
Oh. Matt, playing 9-inning baseball. So no kids throwing stuff at you or asking for food or... Change
no
my
kids.
Car to nothing like that. Just play baseball, be happy.
There you go. Play baseball, be happy. I love it. Thanks for the call, man. Stever just came in here with some clean wipes.
He did.
For our phones. Isopropyl alcohol wipes. First aid antiseptics.
I need this.
Do need this. I get nervous that I'm going to drop my phone in the toilet because I used to work at Apple and I would see what would happen. It was like, oh, man, after a rousing Flappy Bird, sorry, a little too much Flappy Bird, got excited. I was in the bathroom.
Sometimes you get mad and you just want to throw your phone down the toilet.
Static!
Yo!
Hey!
I call Static.
Oh!
Are you calling us right now?
Oh!
No, I'm just kidding. I'm driving.
Well, that's not...
What?
You can't do that either. It's illegal!
Well, here it is. Maybe you're not from
maybe
New Mexico.
Maybe you don't live in Albuquerque.
Maybe you live somewhere else, right?
Yeah,
right? Yes.
Yeah.
Right, I'm also not a liar.
See, I've started a precedent.
Amazing. Thanks for the call.
Later.
All right, later.
I call Static.
I call Static. Static!
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up?
So, you know how you start with a question randomly, like in the morning show, you've got your morning question, but then you get on this random tangent?
Yes.
Right? That's exactly what happens on the bathroom, and I think Matt can back me up on this.
Yep.
Is you'll start to just do your business, but then you start thinking about other things, and then all of a sudden, you're 4 comic books deep.
It's true.
Nobody ever, like, searches. I feel like there are times where I want to send out a rescue party for Matt, because he's been gone. What is happening?
It's because I'm off talking to somebody about Sarah Jessica. I mean, a horse.
I found this...
What?
Found this crazy story on CNN. Oh, amazing. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
All right, if you're just joining us, what we do in the bathroom, there's some interesting stuff. Reading, sending text messages, talking on the phone are among the things that people most often do while using the bathroom, with the exception, of course, the intended uses. Reading was number one on the survey of potty time. 39% said every time they'll take a book, a magazine, a newspaper, an iPad.
Here's another thing.
A Kindle.
Being in a band that doesn't have a bus, or even if you have a bus, perpetuates this cycle, because you spend all day in the van going to the next show, and the first thing you do when you get to the venue is you go to the bathroom.
And it's your alone time.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Or you take a buddy.
505-338-3700. 21% of people quizzed for the survey owned up to sending text messages, chatting on their phone, 18% said they ponder their next meal or meditate. It's their quiet time.
Yeah.
But what strange or interesting things do you do other than, of course,
now one thing
you do?
Do. One thing you don't want to do is eat while you're on the toilet.
Oh.
And I know people that have
or
done this.
Or brush your teeth, because that to me is
I don't get that.
As weird.
And then you spit in the toilet?
Yes! Ugh! I'm saying that! It's so weird!
Yeah, that's
static.
Weird.
Hey, guys. Calvin from Hobbs. How are you guys doing today?
Can't complain.
Yeah. So what I do on the urinal toilet thing is set high scores on Flappy Bird.
On Flappy Bird. See? Flappy Bird.
There you go.
Telling you.
Yeah.
But then you just get stuck there. Yeah, I feel like that's you should just in and out and on your way. I don't know.
Yeah, no, the bathroom is the place for high scores. That's where high scores are definitely made.
That's where.
Yeah. Okay,
amazing.
I gotta go to class. Talk to you guys later.
See you, bud.
Calvin from
a lot of the Waverly lyrics were written on a toilet. Yep, it's true.
Wow,
and that song we had on our first record, "Forgive and Forget."
Yeah,
most of it was written. We were practicing, and I was like, "I gotta go use the bathroom." Went and used the bathroom. Wrote the song.
No, you did not.
Yep.
Amazing.
Which gives the song an entirely new dimension. If you go back and listen to it. It's certain now you've gone too far. Whole nother story for another day.
Wow. Static.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
First female caller. Bravery.
Oh, good grief.
I'm in Home Depot in the restroom calling you guys.
No, you're not. Are you serious?
Thank you.
I'm kidding. This is Mom Fernando.
Hey, Mom Fernando.
We know. Hey, Mom Fernando.
I wouldn't do that to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Because that's, to me, that's just weird. You get that hollow, echoey, whatever, and you just go, dude, call me back.
I should have never told anybody that I wrote this song. Because now it's gone forever. It's gone.
Oh.
And if it was me, I would have gave you Clorox wipes.
Yeah, exactly.
Wipe your phone.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
I'm just saying. I agree. It's weird.
Okay.
It's gross.
You guys All have right. a good day. Love you.
You too.
Bye.
Love you too, Mom Fernando.
Love you.
Here's the thing. Chrissy read this thing about bathrooms and how when you flush the swirly, whoosh,
yeah,
it spits up like debris, if you will, mm-hmm. up to like 6 feet.
Wow.
And so if your toothbrush is near, you know, that's why.
Yeah.
So think about your phone. Think about whatever it is you're bringing in there, your iPad. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's weird to me.
Woo.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
SB.
Hey, what up, SB?
Nothing much. I'm just on my way to work, and you're on speakerphone, so don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. That's good.
So I'm about to out my entire family.
Okay.
Hey, you're on the radio. Don't worry about it.
Nobody listens to the radio anymore.
Oh.
Everybody just podcasts.
My entire family on my side, not my husband's side, I don't know about them, but,
we play horseshoes.
No, we talk on the phone when we go to the bathroom.
Oh, stop.
Like, I've had conversations with my sister when I lived in Illinois where, like, we both were on the toilet for part of the conversation because we were off for 3 hours.
I'm going to cut you off. This is getting weird.
3 hours? I'm just saying.
No.
No.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
All right.
See ya.
You are, gosh. No.
I like the honesty.
In and out and on your way.
Yeah. It's just not everybody's policy.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think there's a right or a wrong here.
What we do in the bathroom, 505-338-3700, it's amazing how the phones, like, lit up immediately.
Everybody goes, oh,
like,
yeah!
A stupid topic, like, what you do on the toilet.
Bathroom's my favorite place!
It's amazing. We're reading this article. According to a survey, 39% of users every time take a book, a magazine, a newspaper, an iPad, a Kindle, and that is considered their reading time.
Michaela says she makes trumpet sounds with her mouth and does her own solo of the national anthem.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
David says dinner. Dave Myers. Yeah. Patty Dickinson says hideout from her kids.
Yeah, I feel like
I think that's
like
the
common theme from parents so far.
You never saw that movie This Is 40, did you?
I didn't.
That's funny. There's a scene where he disappears and she's like, he's in the bathroom, and she bursts in on him.
They're married. She bursts in on him, and he's playing a game on his iPad. He's like, she's like, I knew you came in here to get away from me. I knew it.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. Static.
Morning, guys. Hunt here.
What up?
It's either usually one of three things. One, I'll play chess. And otherwise, I'll probably be on Facebook, and that's when you know I'm taking a long time, and I end up probably falling because your legs don't work after that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And sometimes I like to mess with people, Snapchatting them. Like, you know, you take a picture of your shoes, your pants down. Like,
no.
Obviously not everybody, just the people, your, you know, your good buddies that will take it. And I'm like thinking of you in the most vulnerable moment.
Oh. Amen, Hans. I like that friendship. Hans. That's an important level of friendship that the radio probably didn't need to know about. That's fine.
Thank you for your honesty.
Anytime.
All right, there you go, buddy. All right. Incredible. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Phone lines are still jammed.
Of course.
Static!
Okay, so I decided to call in and chime in for more of the females.
Okay, good. There you go.
Yeah, so I've actually been told before by my boyfriend that I'm as bad as a guy, because he'll walk in and I'll like have a magazine out, and I'm usually looking for recipes in my Better Homes and Gardens
okay.
book. But it's also a good place to get high scores on Bejeweled. However, in public, I agree more with Steve on that. Get in and out.
Yes.
But when I'm at home, I totally take my time.
Okay, that's true. I will say that.
Public restrooms, in and out.
Yeah, in and out.
In and out.
Even at work, though, I'm in and out. No time. No, it's weird to me.
If I spend a lot of time in a place, it just kind of becomes an extension.
Well, you always run into that fear of, like, someone next to you, and you might, like, fart or something like that, and now, it's like, this is awkward.
Thank you so much
for the call. The best way to handle that situation is just start talking to him.
No, he does that,
and it's
the worst.
Yeah.
It is awkward.
My boyfriend works as a pharmacy tech.
Yeah.
And so, he you know, they, like, don't have a restroom in the pharmacy, so that time he has to go to the back to use the restroom. Mm. And he's actually had a guy before. This guy was, like, drunk and playing with knives in a public restroom. And he, like, literally started looking over the stall door to talk to my boyfriend.
Hey,
and he was
buddy.
Like, I was so weirded out.
Well, yeah. Good old Walgreens.
Creepy.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Later. 505-338-3700. What up, Caleb from the Mixed Game Room and Skate Park? Oh, yeah, I got to turn your mic on, huh?
Oh, there it is.
Sorry. Welcome into the show.
Yeah, good morning.
I said you'd be here at 7:30, but in typical The Mix fashion, you're late.
Oh.
Well. So it was supposed to open at 7:30.
Well, no, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
You were building something. I know. I got
stuck in the bathroom checking my Instagram, and I was like, you know, really into it.
Dude.
And by the time I was done checking Instagram, my feed, I was like, whoa, it's already... It's time for me to go.
Hey,
this
man.
Is why I can't
Story
get caught up in the background.
Life.
This dude spends a solid 10 minutes every time.
If you were to talk with my wife, she would tell you, I like to take my time and check Instagram.
It's the bathroom. It's so weird to me.
You know, actually, I catch up on skate videos.
Okay.
Stuff like that, you know.
It's funny, man. I'll go in there and start looking up stuff for work and be like, I need a good story.
Oh, he'll come out with stories. He'll come out with, dude, the CNN article. I've already read the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
What we do in the bathroom, 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. The phone lines aren't stopping. It's ridiculous.
I always feel so – I'll be sitting in there and people will come in. The best and worst thing is when you hear somebody open the door and you hear shuffle, shuffle. Shuffle, shuffle, closed door. And then you're kind of like, yeah,
there's
but then
only
you're
one
like,
stall.
It's going to happen to me.
Yeah.
And then that's the worst feeling. Yep. When you go in, you're like, oh, red dot.
See, I always pretend like I'll walk in and I'll look and go, oh, I was going to wash my
hands.
That's what I was going to do.
I was going to pee.
I was going to wash my I'm going to take my time, pretend like I, all right, with the purpose, I'm out. Static.
So whenever I go to the bathroom, whether it's the number one or number two, I make it a point to be the quickest possible.
Yeah.
In fact, me and Brandon will actually have races sometimes.
See, I feel like you're going to hurt yourself.
No, you're surprised. Like,
TJ.
I can do a number two in seconds.
We're going to start calling you TJ the Hernia Holt pretty soon.
My own personal record for sitting down to watch 5 seconds.
What is...
No, you're not clean, friend.
You're like my kids. I'm like, scrub behind your butt, man. Scrub,
you're not clean, DJ.
Unclean! Unclean!
You would think that I'd walk away unsatisfied, but I actually am very satisfied.
Amazing.
You need to make this into some kind of infomercial and go on
the
TV.
The Amazing Race.
Maybe I can get a Guinness Book of World Records.
There you go.
Boom! I'm done.
Thanks for the call, DJ. Oh, incredible. All right, final call. Static.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, it's Bill.
Bill.
Confess.
Hey, you know, the bathroom is a place for epiphanies.
There you go.
Agreed.
Epiphanies and poopuries.
And that's where I come up with all my new Music Tuesday quotes.
There you go. I like that. That's
then
good.
I'm thinking you probably stay in the bathroom for at least an hour and a half.
Yeah, we're expecting greatness from you today.
Yeah.
So don't disappoint.
Know where it's coming from.
There you go. Amazing.
Toilet humor. Oh,
Bill Peterson, everyone. Thanks, man.
Hey, I agree. Jacob on Facebook says he's been in the process of writing a devotional book called BM, Bathroom Ministry. I'll have devotional lessons that'll take 1 minute and a continuation that will take 5 to 10 to get through for the people
you know
like
what?
Me.
That's
sit there.
Actually a really smart...
Jacob, I think you got a good plan here,
because
friend.
Because people already use that time, obviously, according to a survey. If you're just joining us, 39% of people surveyed said every time they'll take a magazine, newspaper... They'll take their iPad, a Kindle, into the bathroom with them to read.
Yeah.
Specifically to read.
To read.
21% said they send text messages, chat on the phone, Facebook it up. 18% say they pondered their next meal, which is just disgusting to me.
I don't quite understand. But the girl said she's coming up with recipes.
I know. That's just...
Home and Garden magazine.
Others said they meditate, they kick it, it's their quiet time. But anyway, yeah, what we do in the bathroom, apparently the bathroom has become the sanctuary.
For sure.
Speaking of sanctuaries.
All great ideas start in the bathroom.
Apparently, is that why the mix is becoming what it is? You were just sitting there on the throne one day and you're like, we need to renovate, bro.
I agree. I'm on the same page with Mateo. Is like, I like to, you know, really think deep about things, right? I don't rush. I consider the mix my second home. I spend more hours per week guaranteed in there than I do at my home or anywhere else.
Which is crazy.
I'm comfortable, man.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest.
So there you go. And right now we've been coming in earlier and noticing lights on and there's stuff happening.
Well, we definitely got stuff happening. We got a crew in from Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Process Skate Ministry. They were planning to come down a long time ago and we were supposed to be open, like you said.
Yeah.
So they're actually helping us, finish a little bit of stuff. So
we're pretty
amped on them. We're actually going out to Noonday Ministries this morning.
Okay.
Bless the community there and serve. And,
sweet.
We do skate outreach tonight. Actually, I want to throw that out there. Any skaters at La Cueva Skate Park off Passaic, Wyoming, we're going to be doing a little outreach barbecue hangout session and just chilling this afternoon. So
nice. All right.
Yep. So even though the mix ain't officially open, we're still doing stuff. We're
but
trying to get out there.
It's coming soon.
Oh, yeah. This is for sure.
I saw the video and I was like, that's brave, yo. That's brave. They put a video out saying it's going to open. Now it has to open.
Yeah, it is. No, we had a few minor setbacks, but as far as the project is going, it's definitely been awesome.
When do we get to see it, man? Or do we have to wait for the opening? Come on.
We're having a staff open house.
Okay.
For all the staff at Calvary. So.
Okay.
Get a peep it and check the vision and stuff.
But what about me and Matt? I mean, I feel like me and him, you know, come on.
You know, if you guys got a portable mic, we could walk there right now.
Ah!
You know?
I don't think
we have
a portable mic.
Of course
we
do. Watch this. I'm just unscrew this.
Just unplug the mic.
Just unplug
it.
Just unplug it. We got this.
We'll pretend.
No, but, you know, the vision behind the mixed renovation, well, one, it hasn't been renovated or updated since 2000. 14 years,
man.
Other than like, you know, little minor things.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just needed a really big facelift, you know, a little tune-up. And then two is the vision behind the Mix Game Room Escape Park is to make it a more dynamic youth environment.
Yeah.
Not just only skateboard, you know. So we really spent a lot of time and energy in the game room. I mean, we built a few little obstacles for outside, movable ramps and stuff to kind of get creative out in the park. However, we want to reach a wider youth audience through the mix and doing the renovation, making it more comfortable, more modern, I guess.
Yeah.
Incorporating more activities this summer, you know, like a surf trip we're going to lead, which is going to be epic. I cannot wait for that. We're looking to do like a video game ministry.
Yeah. You know,
video game events, which is
pretty good
awesome. With
that.
Yep. We need to talk. Right. We're going to do like some art stuff. So we're really trying to broaden the youth dynamic in there. So we're pretty amped on it. You know, it's like the mix really, since I've been overseeing it, it's turned from just a skate park to like a really dynamic youth center for all
youth.
It's
like a kids bar.
Yeah.
Kids bar.
Be a fly in there.
They got energy drinks.
It's like a bar for kids.
They got all kinds of caffeine and candy.
But really, you know what? Let's be honest. Back in the day, the pub was the place where people would go. It was the pub because it was the public place. It was where you would go for information.
Yep.
It was where you'd go to learn about. It was your Google, basically. You know what I mean? You didn't have, even back then, you were talking newspapers and whatnot. So people would come in. They would share the news. Mm-hmm. They would get to know their neighbors. It wasn't just a place to go get drunk.
Well, see.
It was the public place, the pub. And you would kick it there. And yep. I feel like the mix is, you're right, it's becoming that, like, kicking it place.
It's
cool.
I love places like that. It should be like that. The church should be like the pub. Mm-hmm. It should be your place where you want
Agreed.
To go
yeah.
And kick it. And so I think what I'm most looking forward to, though, is when you fill up the bowl with Jello and we can just jump
can't
in.
Wait.
Oh
can't
my
wait.
Can't wait. That's going to be it's going to be phenomenal.
It with sounds Jell-O, like the...
Could you imagine?
I could, and I would love to do it.
And we then could. You gotta eat your way
that
out.
That would be a great grand opening.
That would do.
It sounds like all
There's
the
improvements. There's no way. You know how much money it would cost to get enough Jell-O to fill
money
up that bowl?
And time to
Sand.
Make the Jell-O.
It would be cool.
Maybe
but it'd be
just
worth
go
it,
like
though.
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
See, what I need to do is go find like a corporation that's willing to back something like that.
General Mills is right down the street, bro.
There you go.
You go, hey, look, you got a lot of cereal. I've got the biggest bowl in the state. All right?
There it
so
is.
So what we do is we fill this bad boy.
That's the way.
With Rice Krispies.
Right, and we'll market it, and we'll sell it, and promo you, and we'll have all our kids just jump into it head first
man.
And eat cereal till
they're...
That brings a whole new dimension to Cereal Bar.
Yeah.
It sounds like all the improvements are going to be really cool, super inclusive for a lot of, you know, new people to come in. So maybe if you're like me and you're not so good at skating and you're mm-hmm. just terrible.
Well, that's
and you're really not even good at video games, it still sounds like a place. If I was a kid, I could come
we
hang out.
We have a pool
out.
Table.
Yeah, you know, dude.
We have chairs you can sit on and a table. Like, just sit there.
And kick
out.
It.
I'm good at sitting.
So you just hit the, you know, nail mm-hmm. on the head is the, that's the youth, that's the whole reason we're doing the renovation is to kind of not get away from the idea that it's just a skate park, because a skate park is a beautiful skate park. We mm-hmm. do a lot of skate-specific ministries and events, skate ministry. We're doing this new project. It's not really new, but it's grown. It's called Skate for Change, where we go out every single weekend in the community this summer and skate a new park. We clean it up. We do a community service. Then that's really rad. We do skate mission trips, and we partner with a lot of community skate events. So we're still really, really big on skateboarding. I don't want to get away from that, but... It's way more than just a skate park, which I've always known, and it's just been hard to get that out there. And I think this renovation and this reopening and just really recasting the vision to make it a more dynamic youth center is going to be pretty epic to open it up to a whole new youth.
When you started renovating it, you should have talked to me, because I've got some pretty good ideas how to renovate and make the perfect youth center where they'd want to come hang out. So what you do is you just get a bunch of poles, right? Dun, 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 and you get outlets, and you just line the poles with like outlets that they can plug in their phones to.
Yep.
And then you put tables around that and then chairs where they face out. They don't even have to sit next to each other, but you can plug in your phone and check your Facebook. Boom!
That sounds really
interaction funny. Without interaction.
That's what happens.
That would probably be social media interaction. That'd be so popular. That is so sad.
They'd be sitting there and then they'd go.
Yeah. Oh, dude, check it out.
They'd like look around
just
the pole
outlets
at each
everywhere.
Other.
Plug your phone in. My phone's about to die.
I've had a few
Let's
kids
go to the
ask
mix.
Me, why don't you have more outlets?
See?
It sounds like an airport.
It's terrible. Yeah. Exactly.
I've never seen people.
Right?
One time I was sitting in an airport waiting on a flight. There was an outlet strip. Because sometimes the airports don't care. And then sometimes it's like, no, here's an outlet strip so everyone can charge their phone. And there was one strip that was not working. And I saw like 10 people come up, plug their phone in, sit there for a minute or two, start looking at the phone, get really frustrated. Like, what? And then they get like visibly, face turns red. They get visibly mad. They're like, what? And then they'll, does this one work? Does this work?
Dude.
No, I don't think that one works.
Oh!
And then they get up and they're gone.
Connecting flights is like the Hunger Games.
It
as
is.
Soon as it's like, boom, you're like racing to get out there because you have to find one of the outlets that's still,
it's true.
That is untaken in an airport.
So just be ready for that if you install these charging strips.
Yeah.
You're going to have kids.
Games.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Right. And then you'll have the bowl full of cereal for the hungry.
It's a one-stop shop right there. I mean, we have everything, so.
So grand opening happening in April. When are we?
It's Saturday. It's going to be Saturday, April 12th.
Okay.
It's a Saturday afternoon, right after the Static Prom.
Yeah.
You guys are doing it on Friday, so. Yeah. We were gonna open up on Friday, but we were like, nah, we don't wanna, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be weird.
So, it'd be weird. You know, people in formal dresses.
Skaters
skating.
Don't dance.
Right. So definitely it's gonna be Saturday, April 12th from 10 AM to 6 PM. That's like our open house reopening type thing.
Word.
Me and my staff will be there to answer any questions, cast a vision, people skate, utilize the facility, check it out. So we're really excited about that, and then we're just gonna jump right back into our schedule from last year, and then when summer hits, we got a whole new lineup of events and activities for the youth of Albuquerque. So we're super amped.
Word.
On that, you know, so I just can't wait, man. Yeah. It's been a while, you know. I was listening in when I was driving in, and, you know, we were supposed to open up in February, and we're like, no, we're not done yet. We got more stuff going on, you know. And then we had another attempt this month. And, you know, we just figure, like, if we're going to do it, let's just do it right the first time.
Go big.
And instead of opening up with a few loose ends, we just said, you know what? It's worth it just to wait another month and get everything in there and get it done right.
Heck yeah.
For the youth of Albuquerque. So we're pretty amped. And most of our information, we're still working on some stuff as far as details, but most of the information could be found on our website, themixabq.org.
All right.
As well as the little teaser video that we made, which I think you saw
on Instagram. Yes, totally caught
you. Got to watch the full length version.
Oh, where's the full length?
It's on our website, dude. So you got to put a link on Facebook or however you do that to share.
There you go. Yeah, so, grand reopening, April 12th is the day.
Yeah.
It's happening. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're posting all the details right now, so you can check out this video.
Mm-hmm.
TheMixABQ.org, of course, if you want to go directly to it.
Yeah, please come. I mean, the idea is that we really want the community at large to understand what we do and why we do it and how they could be a part of it and also how the youth can benefit from it. And it's not just skateboarding anymore. It's anything dealing with youth and just fun. And we're going to have a rocking good time this summer. So ramped. Thank you so much for having me, guys. It's been so long.
I know.
I miss your facial hair, bro.
Miss your facial hair.
Glad you're back.
Yeah, so hopefully I'll be around more.
Strolling in here on Tuesdays.
Yeah. And if you guys want a little sneak peek VIP tour, today I'll be here all day.
Yes.
So just hit me up on
Sold.
My phone. I'll be in
done.
My office or whatever. So.
Show's done at 10. I'm there. I want to know.
I'll
I want to see.
Too.
I want to know. We love
I love you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
Love
there you.
You
go. He just drops the mic. He's out. We got to take care of some bills. Got some details on the Static Prom, which is coming up April 11th. Also information on something going on in Albuquerque. So we're going to hit you up with some information right now. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, of course.
Mm.
New Music Tuesday.
Your favorite and mine.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a lot of locals rule today. So stick around. We will be doing Dig or Bury in the 8 o'clock hour. Your chance to vote on all the music. Right back with some Linux and New Music Tuesday around the corner. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Who needs Google when you've got Poogle?
It's the time.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Good morning.
Good morning, friends.
It's New Music Tuesday. I got two.
Whoa.
Got a time issue.
This man is tying his shoe and hosting
the morning show.
Two things at once.
You're incredible.
Multitasker.
You know that? You are incredible.
That's how I do.
That's how we do when I don't want to do it anyway.
Man, we got a crazy round of New Music Tuesday today. We got a lot of local submissions.
We do.
If you are a local artist and you are enjoying the airwaves that is Static Radio, you want to get your song played, send it to us, man. MyStaticRadio.com. There's a locals rules section. You can submit your MP3, band bio, whatever. We will play it. We'll talk about your stuff. And we'll let the people vote. In fact, that is what it is time to do.
It is time.
Right now.
Oh, goodness.
Time to get our vote on. Dig it or bury it is the format. If you love it, you dig it. If you hate it, you can bury it deep into the ground. And so be kind with your words.
Be kind.
You know,
rewind.
We do have some, you know, artists who send in stuff, and sometimes they have fragile hearts.
Be kind with the words because you don't want to have to rewind your life.
Okay.
And take them words back.
Gosh.
You dang time machine. Doug, time machine?
Ooh.
We got one yet?
Yeah.
We do? Liar. Oh, my gosh. Liar. Just, oh. Den of thieves in there.
Yeah.
Den of
yeah.
thieves. Hey, this first locals rule we got.
Yeah.
We got this at 11 o'clock last night. So we weren't ready for
it. So they were like, hey.
Hey, guess what? Me too.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. We said if you can get it to us before Tuesday morning, then we're going to try to play it.
Yeah.
And this happened, so I'm going to play it. So far, this is a one-man band with an emphasis on various subgenres of electronic music. My background is in classical music with an emphasis on vocal performance and music theory. I've been influenced by contemporary Christian music from a very young age, and also secular bands like Depeche Mode and Erasure. Nice, huh? In the future, I would like
Chris
to incorporate collaboration and vocals in his music. So I don't know if that means that this is... if this is just an instrumental track or what.
Okay.
We're going to try it out. The name of the band
We obviously have listened to it well.
Well, no, this is the one we got.
This is the one just came in. We didn't have time.
We didn't have time for this. Like, I am reading this and playing it off of my phone.
But the Bible says let your yes be yes and your no be no. And we say if you can get into us before Locals Rule starts, we will play it. So
yep. The name of the band is Anomalytic. And I thank you, friend, for telling me how to pronounce that.
Ah.
He clearly listens to the show and knows I am terrible at pronunciation.
So without further ado, dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Anomalytic.
It is still loading.
Anomalytic.
All right.
Yeah. Tell us what you think. facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve Austin Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Standing in the matrix of the universe, we talking about Tron, love electronics, get going green, stopping rocking.
There's no rock. There's
I got this,
rock.
I got
okay.
this, you ready?
Okay.
Here's your vocal collaboration.
Yeah!
Hit it up. That sounds like tummy sounds. Hang on, I can't. Hang on. Let me wait.
Do it!
Hang on.
I just want to fight
right
in the matrix.
There. You see her sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. Yeah.
Come on, I thought you were going to do this.
No, I forgot the rest.
Yes, you want her.
Oh, man.
Look at her.
I know.
You know you do. It's possible she
wants
you
too,
but there's one way to ask her. You don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna
kiss the girl.
Yeah, yeah. You wanna
kiss the girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know you wanna
kiss the girl.
Wah, 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 wah.
That was Scuttle. He was the bird. You remember the bird? He came in. It was horrible.
Wah.
Okay,
just said we need to be sensitive to these artists.
No, no, no.
Little did we know there was no words to it.
I
guess
know,
it made sense when he was talking about collaborating with a vocalist.
Thank
you
Anomalytic, for sending us your song.
Made me want to watch Tron Legacy.
Hey, not a bad.
And it reminded me that I was hungry.
Great soundtrack.
I made me want to watch Tron Legacy not on an empty stomach.
Woo, it did. It sounded like tummy sounds for a minute.
Yeah, it did.
I was like, tummy sounds?
It was good.
Tummy
was good.
Sounds? Thank you for sending. That was his song.
Yeah.
It's called Sweeter Bit.
Sweeter Bit?
Sweeter Bit.
All right, tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dude's got potential.
I think I think if we could get a song with vocals, it would be.
Yeah.
It would be a different
animal. That
was
a terrible programming.
No, the programming was excellent. Good job, dude.
Yeah. What do we got?
Brian says, play this all day, every day. Your ratings will go through the roof.
Yep.
Hashtag Tron. Boom. Patty says, dig the lyrics and the track. Olivia didn't like it. She says, it sounds like you put a lot of time into it, but bury.
Oh. Sean says, is it wrong that I want to hear Everything Is Awesome now?
Everything is awesome!
It's not finished, so Barry.
Okay.
But he said Burry.
Burry.
Caleb said, put me right to sleep, weird dreams. Radio, Barry. Space video game, dig. And Matt says, this is a big can of nope, Barry. Hey, send it in with some vocals, buddy. The programming, I'll say this. Now, it seems like programming, oh, well, he just plugged it into a computer and blah, blah, blah. But we have friends, Dave Stovall, Joey Belleville.
Yeah.
Programming is no easy feat, my friend.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That dude... Anybody some can go bam, 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 bam on a keyboard, but not everybody can make it sound really good.
Yeah.
So props to you, friend.
Props, yo!
Props. Now, let's get to the other locals rule because we got more.
Yes, we do. Help me.
Okay. This is When Blind Men Dream, Do They See?
That's the name of the song
band? That's the name of the band.
Okay.
And I have to find his bio.
Wait, When Blind Men Dream, Do They See is the name of the band?
That is the name of the band.
Man, even just the, like, anagram of that, or what is that called? Is too long for a T-shirt.
W-B-M-D-D-T-S.
Yes. That's a long T-shirt band name. Wow. Okay. When Blind Men Dream, Do They...
And I can't pull up his bio because my phone won't go all the way back. But anyway, I believe this is a guy. It's a one-man band. He records everything. He wanted to put it up for Locals Rule. He actually sent us a few songs. This was the first song he sent, so I'm guessing that is the one he wants played.
The best.
Yeah, the best one. And this song is called Chasing Clouds That Disappear.
Man, that guy's got long words for...
Yeah.
I bet you he is a wordsmith, lyrically. It's going to be a lot of words.
Wordsmith.
All right. Without further ado, when blind men sleep, do
no,
they?
When blind men dream,
do they see in color?
I think you added the color. Maybe that should be the name. That should be the name of the album. When blind men dream, do they see? And then the name of the album should be In Color or Black and White.
Gosh.
Or like Daredevil Vision.
That's good.
Daredevil
Vision. I like that. The song's called Matt Murdock. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it or bury it.
Well, that's fine.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Locals rule. When blind men speak, do they say words with color? What's the name of the band?
When blind men dream, do they see?
When blind men dream, do they see?
Yes.
Locals rule?
Locals rule will be constructive.
Tell us what you think, dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very 80s vibe, which is weird because the last track was very 80s vibe as well.
Yeah, it was. I'm trying to get everything to work, and it's not. So that's always fun.
Computers.
Yep. Let's see what the folks had to say about this one. Matt says, at first I was like, yeah! But then I was like, meh. And now I'm like, nope.
There's still 3 minutes left of this song.
Yeah.
FYI.
Melissa said, wait, what decade are we in?
Right.
Brian said, honestly, without the weird reverb, I think this song has potential. There is a lot of reverb on the vocal.
Yeah.
Patty says...
Yeah, but it's very Morrissey, bruh.
Patty says, nope, Barry. Comment from the porcelain throne.
Oh.
Thanks, Patty. Jenna says, bury it. Jody says, sadly, not digging it. Sean says, the recording reminds me of bands off of the res. Too much chorus and reverb. Burry. Nick says the Barry. And Stephanie says Barry sounds like monks singing. There you go. That's our look at what people have to say about When Blind Men Dream, Do They See.
Chrissy says it's called shoegazer music.
Shoegazer. Because you're just
like day sleepers. It's very like dreamy.
My face.
Sounds exactly like Depeche Mode, man.
This? Or was she talking about the other one?
This. No, it's this. This is Shoegazer.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, let's move on to the next one.
Yeah, let's.
You want to? Now,
it wasn't terrible. I will say that guy just needs to, needs to rename his band. Because when you have a band name that is 17 words long and you can't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Between the time it took you to start the song and finish it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, again, potential. That stuff's, like, quality right up there with DM. Let's say good, like, Mode or the Smiths. Really, like...
See, I've never really listened to a lot of the
quality,
Smiths.
Man. I'm just digging a hole right now.
Digging a bone.
Yeah, my wife's going to fight me later.
All right, so. The next song is actually from a band that has sent in this song before. This is a band called Nine Harmonies here in the Albuquerque area.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
He sent it in kind of like an EDM track, you know, electronic, dancey music.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people really responded to it. And he said in his email, and so I heard the reception. I realized not a lot of people in Albuquerque like EDM music, so I thought I would remix it and put out a rock version. And that's this song. It's called True Beauty featuring Haley Bowers.
Williams from Paramore. Wow!
No. True Beauty featuring Haley Bowers. And again, here from Albuquerque, props to this guy for not giving up.
He remixed it. He took all the feedback that everybody gave him for New Music Tuesday. He remixed the song, so... Let's hear it.
Let's hear it. This is Nine Harmonies, True Beauty.
Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Or, I got to hit play.
Do it.
Yeah.
There it is.
I just feel the rock.
I feel it.
I feel it.
I guess you've changed.
Locals rule.
There it is. Nine Harmonies.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Let's see what the people have to say.
Yeah.
Stephanie Bear, SB, says, slow start. Instruments started overwhelming the vocals. I like the lyrics and the sound is pretty good. Or was until the weather blip. Because, yes, an EAS happened in the middle of that song.
Yeah.
So if you're in the Albuquerque area,
you heard
the song goes going...
This is a really
emergency. Yeah, Doug said it reminded him of Coheed.
Like a poor man's Coheed.
A poor man's Coheed.
Yes.
Ann says, dig it. Josh says, can I get some screaming? That's what I need to dig this one. Patty says, dig it. Peace out, guys. I'm going golfing.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, Patty. Jody says, yes, sounds great. Riffs were awesome and well done.
Yeah.
And Michael says, dig it.
Yeah.
Again, props to the dude for listening to his audience.
Yeah.
Thinking, hey, I can remix this. I can do this. And doing it and throwing it out there again. Props
doing
to you.
Doing it and doing it well.
Nine Harmonies. And that song is True Beauty featuring Haley Bowers.
Nice.
There you go.
We have one more locals rule. Hey, if you're a local artist and you want to get your song played on Static Radio, all you got to do is submit it. We take your MP3s. We've gotten emails asking. Here's how. MyStaticRadio.com, there's a locals rule section. You can actually upload MP3s to us. Give us a band bio. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And, yeah, we'll play it. We've been playing some locals rule this morning. And it's been
hit.
We'll see.
And you don't have to be from Albuquerque.
No.
Because this next person, her name is Geraldine, and she is from Pasadena.
Okay.
California. She emailed and said, dear sir/madam, and I was like, I'm definitely a sir.
Yeah, ma'am.
Right. I am seeking airplay for my 27-track Christian concept album with narration titled Moonstone City.
Stop this.
About recovery. And I just sent my album to a Christian record company for a distribution contract and pray to secure a good contract. I'm most willing to attach MP3 files without narration. That's kind of her thing. She's just trying to get her music out there. 27-track Christian concept album called Moonstone City.
Stop.
Now, I emailed her back and said, Geraldine, obviously we cannot play 27 tracks. And she actually emailed 9.
Oh, okay.
She emailed 9 tracks, and I
said, we're only getting Act 1 and 2 of this.
I don't even
space
think
opera.
I don't think we're getting all Act 1.
Okay.
I told her, I was like, look, every Tuesday we play it, New Music Tuesday, but you have to have a thick skin sometimes, and we're gonna put this out there, and our listeners are gonna give us feedback, and what they say goes.
Yeah.
And I said, you have to pick one song. Not 3.
We're only going to get 1 song of this epic?
Yes, 1 song. So she decided, she replied, and she said she wanted to go for it.
Okay.
And the song she picked is Not Without Jesus. And this is
Makes sense.
Moonstone City, her concept album. And there you go. This is Geraldine. Not without Jesus.
Dig it or bear it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve Monster Morning Marty.
Kick it, slam.
Static. Geraldine.
Not without Jesus. Whoa, whoa. It's from Moonstone City. Her 27-track Christian concept album.
It's tough.
That's what it is. Nah, I'm happy that she sent it in. The thing about it is,
gosh, now I have to hear all 27 tracks. I want to know how it ends.
Concept album, man, she got you.
Oh, it was really good. Like, I started to read the bio she sent us, and it looks like John the Baptist is captured and frozen in carbonite.
Oh, no.
And,
oh, no.
Yeah, then it's up to Peter, Jesus, and Toto for some reason.
Toto?
Yeah, the dog, to...
Nope. Okay, Jenna on Facebook, I really like her words. Jenna says, the lyrics have potential, but the music, not digging it. Definitely a joyful noise, though.
Hey, you know.
And I will say that. There you go. Eli says, made me want to sing, I Need a Hero.
I need a hero.
It reminded me.
I need a hero to save me from the carbonite.
It reminded me of Paula Abdul the first time I listened to it.
Yes!
It really did.
Cold-hearted snake? Oh, look into his eyes. Was it the whoa-whoas? Uh-oh.
Whoa-whoa. It could have been.
That's it
could have been. Pedro says, what the? Sean says, I want to hear a Spanish pronunciation of Jesus version of this song. Meh, Burry. Melissa says, whoa, Noah.
Noah, it comes out Friday.
We're stoked about it too, Melissa.
Casey
says, Mom always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Sandra says, please no, just no. And Caleb says, whoa.
I like the whoa-whoas.
It's catchy. Here's
if
the thing.
If you're listening. Whoa.
Doug, he's look at him. I think the thing with this, obviously the audience isn't really that into it. And we just have to consider, you know, like this is Locals Rule is an important segment on this station. We have
yes.
to think about the fact that like we're starting to put Locals Rule instead of saying like culture shock, it's gonna go Locals Rule. Something like that. And then it's gonna play a local song.
Yeah.
So that adds a new dimension to Locals Rule, and we have to say, okay, if somebody who has never listened to the station before turns on the station while this Locals Rule song is playing, is that song gonna meet up with like the quality of music and the vision of the station that the rest of it encompasses? So there's like a new dimension to Locals Rule.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to take it next level for all these local bands that are sending in stuff.
Yeah.
Because we've gotten so many excellent ones.
Truth.
You know? So that's kind of where we're at with this, and I don't know if necessarily this track makes the cut.
Well, she's got 26 other ones to submit.
And
so
I
maybe
welcome you to go through each one of them and maybe find the one you like the most. Anyway,
this ain't over.
This ain't over.
We're going through it.
Moonstone,
you know what we should have done?
City
we should have started with number one.
Oh.
And every week we go through, like, you know,
we still could.
You know how back in the day, like, our great grandparents would sit in front of the radio and every week they would hear, like, the Lone Ranger or something?
Little Orphan Annie.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
27 part epic Moonstone City.
That might be a cool way to do it.
We should do that.
Wait, could we play it in the background and do like a mystery science theater thing where we're like making up our own
thing?
Did
she send us everything or just 9 tracks?
I think she just sent us the 9 tracks.
We need to talk to her and we need to get all
right,
27
I'll
tracks.
I'll do it.
Because we need
know.
To know how this ends. I don't like the idea of John the Baptist being frozen in carbonite and not knowing how he gets out.
Well, obviously he gets rescued by Peter and the other ones.
How do you know?
Chewbacca told me.
Oh.
Chewbacca in the form of a Nephilim, a 6-armed Nephilim that helps out Noah. What? Let's move on, Steve-O. What do you say?
Shall we?
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, New Music Tuesday. That's the end of the Locals Rule section.
Mm-hmm.
This next band, prominently featured on a website called Noise Trade, which Derek Webb, another. Do you know the history behind Noise Trade?
Yeah.
Okay, Derek Webb's thing.
Yeah.
And it's really picked up steam in the past few years.
Benjamin Dunn, contributor as well. He's part of that whole Shindig.
Yeah, a few of the artists that we play on the station kind of got together a few years ago and said, we want to make like a haven for music where independent artists can showcase. They give away all of the music as a free option.
Yeah.
And then you can tip, I guess, or something.
Yeah.
But for more info about that, noisetrade.com. And this band comes from there. They're called Paper Lights. This is their song, On Your Way.
Tell us what you think. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Did you come to find me? Did you wait to see that I was gone? Did you even notice?
Paper Lights.
Boom. Boom. On your way.
Let's see what the people want to say about it.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. A Noise Trade artist.
Noise Trade.
Nice find, dude.
Noise Trade. Jody says, I feel like this should be played with like shooting stars in the sky on a summer night.
Boom.
Dig. Hey,
yeah.
I like that setting, Jody. That's cool. Brandy says, I could get behind this.
Okay.
Brandy always sends in great suggestions. I have not gotten to Green River Ordinance yet. I will. Brandy.
I told him, see.
He did. Carly says her voice is gorgeous.
Agreed.
Love this song. That was a beautiful voice.
Notice all ladies chiming in on that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you got a pretty voice. Sing it out. Sean says, this quality production, but I'm confused now. I kind of want to throw down the shovel in a dramatic fashion and say, dig no more and just bury. That's fine, man. Patty says, I guess you didn't go. Problem with playing Locals Rule at the beginning is that every other non-local track sounds amazing. Dig. I'm putting my shoes on and leaving, I promise.
Right.
SB says, Baha, a balance of vocals and instruments. Yay. Oh, I'm digging this one. It's a little slow, but it sounds lovely.
Okay.
Agree. It's a lovely song.
Yeah.
And you need one of those every once in a while.
True story.
Booyah.
Spring is going on, and it's that time. You just want that chill, cool music. It's good stuff. I like it.
Matt says, I feel like a negative. I'm a Nancy? He says, I feel like a negative. I'm a Nancy. However, Barry.
Okay.
Never heard it put that way. Negative, I'm a Nancy.
This one's for you, Matt, all right, who hasn't been super enjoying it. This one, just get digging deep.
This is an old track. This song
digging
came
deep.
Out in 2007.
Our amazing intern 2.0, who will be spinning the music at our prom coming up April 11th. It is our Big Bad Static Radio prom, if you will, Night Under the Stars. There's no crazy theme. No, you don't have to dress up like a character from Star Wars or a superhero or anything. It's a prom. It's going to be a classic prom. It's going to be a nice evening, formal attire. We're going to be kicking it and dancing. 2.0, who's rocking the music, suggested a culture shock for us, which is pretty rare.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. She's mostly like, Toby Mac, what?
Yeah.
And then she was like, hey, have you guys heard of this band?
Yeah, and she suggested The River by Good Charlotte. Again, this came out in 2007, so my police out there, my new music police, this is old.
Yes,
and we
it is.
Get it.
However, it's a culture shock that spoke to our intern 2.0, and she said, I want you guys to tell me what you think about this one, and we decided just to throw it out to you guys. So tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Does it fit with our culture shocks? It's a good question. It's Good Charlotte. The song is The River. Check out the lyrics because that's what's important with any culture shock. So dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Good Charlotte. Yeah. Song's called The River. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's interesting that we were talking off air about Good Charlotte and the fact that this is a culture shock because, well, these guys grew up as believers.
Yeah. Will from Audio Adrenaline, back when Waverly, when we first got signed and we were hanging out with those dudes a lot.
Yeah.
He knows, like, everybody because Audio Adrenaline was a big band
they
back
were.
In the day. I don't know about right now, but he vouched for the twins, the brothers. He's like, no, dude, they grew up believers. Check out their liner notes or whatever. So I go, I look at their album's liner notes. The first album especially, it was all like, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for da-da-da-da-da. Now, of course, you know.
They walked on.
As with most people that fall into the lifestyles of the rich and the famous.
See what you did there. See what you did there.
I think they kind of left it.
It's interesting, though, because this came out in 2007. This was a couple of records in. And Matt even mentioned it on Facebook, the reference to the prodigal son in this song. And it makes you wonder where they're at and why it's so important for us to constantly be praying for people. You know, if the Lord places it on your heart, just lift him up in prayer, because you never know what God's doing in him.
You never know.
So he is the author, the perfecter of our faith, and if it was genuine to begin with, he is faithful. He's going to complete that good work. So, in good Charlotte.
My boy Nick from CrossFit says, Good Charlotte is the biggest crybaby rock band ever heard. Please bury that deep into the ground.
All right, Nick from CrossFit. Tell us how you really feel.
Man, I love that dude. Woo!
What do we know?
You know what's cool about that dude? He's one of the most honest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Love him. Love him. Love you, Nick. Sean says, beef, bluff, kazoos, and manganese dig? Joshua says, are you serious? Probably not. Ricky said, I've tried submitting this for 2 months now.
Wow.
Really? I hadn't seen it.
Haven't seen that.
Matt said, Charlotte is always good. Dig. And Jody says, got a fast car, windows down, music blowing out the speakers with shades, fever pitch. Yes. Dig.
All right.
All right.
Is that Martin?
I think so.
Yeah.
Dig.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That isn't the last culture shock we have today. But I feel like we're kind of saving that one. That's got to be the
end,
man.
Because it is brand new.
Yeah.
Came out yesterday.
It still has that new song smell. Oh, so I'm really excited about that.
It smells kind of like a toot in here. Is that the smell? Yesterday, I was talking to a good friend of mine named Matt in Nashville, and he was saying he dates the singer of this band, Golden Youth.
Yeah.
And I was like, we need a new Golden Youth track. We've played Oh Brother in the Morning Light. We've played Seven Seas. We need another one. This band is blowing up.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good idea to keep them along the station. And he suggested We Are Alive.
All right.
So here it is.
That's what we're going to listen to. Brand new Golden Youth, We Are Alive. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Golden Youth, We Are Alive. Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Casey says, dig. Carly said, awesome. It started off like a Polyphonic Spree song. Do you remember the Polyphonic Spree?
Wow.
Which made it even better. Sean says, makes me feel alive. The vocals are soothing. Dig giggity. Issued grub veg, though.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. Sean, thank you for commenting.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
SB says, light and airy reminds me of whipped cream. Makes a great song to listen to while painting. Matt says, am I the only one totally digging this drummer? Like, for real, this dude is the bee's knees. Dig. Agreement. Agreement.
All right. Did you do this on purpose?
Maybe.
Okay. Are we allowed to comment on that or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, we can comment on it.
Yeah, Matt Hoops. Guitar player for Reliant K.
That was my buddy, Matt.
Dating the lead singer of Golden Youth. And speaking of Reliant K, got a brand new Reliant K track.
There you go.
I like that. I like the way you did that. Who wins, him or her?
Oh.
It's a battle for the boyfriend-girlfriend band.
Oh,
which one
goodness.
Do you like better? There can only be one. It's like the Hunger Games.
It's like the Highlander.
Where PETA or Katniss can live, but that's it. Will they eat the berries? Will Reliant K kill Golden Youth?
Nobody knows.
Only you can tell us.
Only you.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. I guess we're playing it now.
Let's play it.
Song's called When You Were My Baby, Before I Had to Kill You, because we were in the Hunger Games and only one band could survive.
I'm in them Hunger Games.
And it's me, Reliant K.
Give me the name of the food.
It's a long song title, but there it is.
It is.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Still remember what happened.
Mine.
No, it's mine.
That's what I said.
Quit taking the world from me.
The girl is mine.
I'm a Matt. Matt Hoops, Matt Thiessen. I fall into the group.
Wow.
I'm basically in Reliant K now. They have no idea, but I just said it.
I feel like they have some idea.
Maybe.
You guys have only toured a few times in the last recent touring circuits of tours and whatnots. Static!
I love that song!
No, oh, thank you!
Oh my gosh, I'm like a huge Reliant K fan, and that's so that's like new to Static, right?
Yes. Well, yeah.
Okay, because I bought the album a long time ago, and I was singing along to all the words, and it was great.
Yeah, dude.
And I haven't heard it in a while, and I love Reliant K.
There you go, man.
And they're amazing.
Yeah.
You stoked about that new album?
Yes.
Yes.
And House of Heroes is new stuff, too. Those are like the two bands I listen to.
You know, getting to be a roommate of Mateo here, I've actually heard the new stuff because he has to learn the bass parts for it for this next circuit of round of tours that they're going to be
wow.
doing.
Wow. You are very, so very...
I'm letting you guys know now. I'm not allowed to talk about it or say anything about it, but it's like my favorite stuff since the end is not the end. I'm just going to say.
I've seen their like Instagram videos and stuff of like Eric playing guitar stuff, and it's like insane, and I'm like, I cannot wait. I'm excited.
It came out a lot. Like, they went in, and I don't know.
Stop talking.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
The progression of albums, like, they started off super rocking, you know, and then Cold Hard Want had like a couple of rock songs on it, but it was kind of chilled out.
Yeah.
And Tim... Like, we were riding around in the van, and I'm just a touring guy, so I'm still the fan that gets to look in. It's a cool place to be.
Yeah.
Because I think, like Chrissy was saying, well, when are they going to make you just like the bass player? And I was like, well, I don't write.
Yeah.
AJ still writes. But that's cool for me because House of Heroes has always been one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
So
totally.
I'm happy that it's still the band that I love, but I get to play in the band when they play live shows. So that's like best case scenario for me.
The new music is.
So they go in and they're not sure how it's going to sound. You know, Tim was like, I don't know if it's going to be a little more chill. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, poppier. But I'll tell you this right now. It came out. Rock.
Yeah.
It is rock.
That's great.
Rock
I'm
music.
So stoked.
It's really good.
Yeah. And there are a lot of cool House of Hero plans that I cannot talk about, but they are really cool things. So
in the
you should just keep watching House of Heroes. Yes.
You guys are coming to Albuquerque, right, though?
That's interesting.
It depends on if the vision changes or not.
Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, dude, thanks.
Okay, bye, right, guys.
Later.
About that song, Carly says, good song, however Golden Youth blows it out of the water.
Ooh, Katniss!
Sorry.
Shoots an arrow into the arm of Reliant K.
Brandy says, you could basically choose any song off of this album, and it would be a win.
Ooh.
Dig. Patty says, Reliant K any day. Dig. I'm getting in my car and leaving, but I'm still listening. Don't text and drive.
Patty, stop
Thanks,
it!
Thanks, Patty. Jody says, overcast. How's that? No, it's sunny and blue. Digs a lot. Isaac says, I dig it.
I dig it. All right.
Dig it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. If you have a band that you would like to suggest to Static Radio, maybe you hear somebody, you love it, you go, man, that Spotify really showed me a new band I've never heard of.
That Spotify's cool.
Man, them Spotify's is great. Well, we want to hear from you. We want to know if there's an artist you love that we don't play. Like this next artist, actually, comes from a good friend of ours, Jeff Gilbert.
Yeah.
Who said, bro, Johnny Swim, you guys playing them? And we said, no.
Johnny Swim, you guys playing them?
So we didn't. Oh, psh, yeah. So good.
Yeah, I'm
what
Jeff
about,
Gilbert.
Check it out. I got another band you've probably never heard of. Colony House. And I said, play him. And he said, oh, crap. Okay. Well, Johnny Swim, you don't play
them. You
though,
don't play them.
So
cool. Yeah. I gave you that.
Yeah, buddy. So play Johnny Swim.
Hey, I'm not your friend, buddy.
Hey, I'm not your buddy, guy.
Hey, guy. I'm not your friend, buddy.
I'm not your buddy, friend.
I'm not your
Doesn't matter where we are.
Anyway,
yeah.
On to the next song.
Random South Park references. That's what you can be sure of here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Sorry.
And music you've never heard of, like Johnny Swim. The song is called Don't Let It Get You Down, Buddy.
Yeah.
Friend.
I won't let it get me down, buddy.
Don't let it get you down, guy.
Hey, friend. You're not my buddy, guy.
Sorry, here's Johnny Swim, their song, Don't Let It Get You Down.
Dig it, bury it. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Oh!
Static!
The storm, it came from across the seven seas. Hold your course, here comes the... Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
And the great Jeff Gilbert said, you're welcome, buddy.
Let there be music, guy.
Johnny Swim, Don't Let It Get You Down. That is a listener suggestion from our dear friend Jeff Gilbert.
There it is. And this is a hit. Celeste just came in here and stole the headphones and listened to the whole song.
She did not want to give them back.
Nope. Yoshi says, I don't even need to hear the rest of the song to know I dig it. Epic win. Probably because I'm a fan of acoustic folk music.
Yeah.
John Wheeler says, anything from Johnny Swim, always, forever, and ever, amen. Mm. Carly said, this is a jam. Dig. Casey says, dig. Gotta add to rotation. Sean says he has a little hipster tea bag on his shoulder, and he digs this. That acoustic guitar gallop, nice. SB says, wow, loving the beat. Feel like dancing. Definitely digging this one. Great lyrics and great sound. And Patty says, love it.
And then she crashed because she's texting and driving!
Patty.
Gosh!
You're an adult. Control yourself. Treat yourself. Control yourself. Patty.
Man. Coming right back, we've got more new Music Tuesday submissions for you. We got a couple left, including one that just released yesterday.
Yesterday!
Oh, man. Wait, it's Tuesday. Today!
No, it came out yesterday.
Yesterday!
Premiered today. It yesterday.
Gosh.
Wow.
It is a culture shock. It is one of our favorite bands.
Yeah!
Oh, classic rock.
Hey, man, you might like it, you might not.
I would love to have a conversation with the front man.
Yes.
I would, because I'm curious, because it seems like any and every song they have we could use as a culture shock, and it gets me wondering where they're at.
Well, they're in Nashville.
Yeah. Never know.
Never know.
All right. Who is it? You'll see right around the corner. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's the time
for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Sounds of a car and a thumb on the time on the
mountain. What
happened to us? I know what happened to us.
It was that thing.
It was the thing that Celeste brought in that we ate.
Oh, she made a granola bar. She made a granola happy.
Oh, man.
And I ate it. Now I've got so much energy. I guess I'm moving. I'm
like, Celeste came in and gave us a granola bar that she made from scratch at home.
I've got six arms.
Are you a Nephilim?
Hey.
Yeah, anyways, it is New Music Tuesday. We're going to keep the music going. If you're brand new to New Music Tuesday, it's your chance to tell us what you think about all the jams, including this one. The band is Polyvalent.
Polyvalent.
Polyvalent, Polyvalent. You decide. Song's called Circadia. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey!
Static. Polyvalent.
Polyvalent. We're not sure. I'm going to email them and say, hey,
I know, I'm like,
give us the scoop, man.
And then when you're at it, you can ask them what they went through with the bass.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, the bass tone on that record.
Song's called Circadia. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Carly says, his voice is a little whiny to me.
Okay.
You know what, Carly? You're whiny to me. No, I'm kidding. Sean says, like, fashow, nami, diggity, teta, tippy, tappity, and just want to jump.
Okay.
If you're going to jump, it better be a one-story building. You're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
One story. Matt says, smooth. I dig it. And Yoshi says, ooh la la.
What does that mean?
Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Ooh la la. This isn't the sports almanac. Yeah, you remember. You know.
Wow.
That's the second Back to the Future reference of today's show. We'll see how many more we can fit in an hour.
All right. So this last song, we end it with the Culture Shock. It's a brand new track that released yesterday, and we were listening to it, and lyrically, it's pretty incredible.
Pretty cool.
We were reading the lyrics, and what were your thoughts?
The song is called Fever, and to me, the fever that it's talking about kind of seems like how you can get caught up in like a... Well, the first thing I thought about is like a sinful nature kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know how you feel like you can't get out of it? Sometimes you feel like you don't want to get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, like you are in that. It's kind of like a fever, you know?
Yeah, the lyrics say, fever, where'd you run to? Acting out of certainty, a fever, let me live a dream, fever, how much sleep on? No one misbehaved to, fever. Man, it starts off with this, hey, Fever, where are you? What's going on, buddy?
Fever?
We were caught up in this thing, and now it feels like this fever is, this sin, if you will, is gone. And in the beginning, you desire it, you want it, you crave it, and then it starts breaking you down. Mm. And then the fever really, man, fever starts getting, it says fever's got me stressing, realizing I am the one played. Fever, let me play the game, but fever, I'm breaking. Fever's got me aching. How will you explain, break it down again? Fever's got me guilty, just go ahead and kill me. Fever, why won't you explain? And Bible says sin is fun for a season, and we get caught up in it, and we love it, and then it kind of, when it goes away, at first you desire it, and you miss it, and you want that. But then when you really stop and stare at what it is that your flesh is causing you to do, whatever that sin may be, man, that guilt, the shame, the condemnation, I mean, that's like the devil's MO. He gets you caught up in something that you shouldn't be caught up in to begin with, and then he kind of pulls it back, and then you realize what you're involved in, and then the guilt, the shame, the condemnation hits you in the face. And that's why Romans 7, 8, 9, it's such a powerful portion of scripture that talks about that, our flesh at war with our spirit, who will save us. And only we know only Jesus Christ can save us. And the great news in Romans 8, 1 says that there is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And so who are called according to his purpose. Mm-hmm. And it's such a powerful reminder that sin can trip us up. It can trap us. And then it leaves you wanting more for a season, for a time, man. But then when it is fully realized, when the light shines on that fever, if you will, on that sin, man, it can break you down if you don't take it to the foot of the cross, if you don't give that over to Jesus. And so the band is the Black Keys. The song is called Fever. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. The Black Keys. Brand new song released yesterday. It's called Fever. It is a culture shock to Static Radio. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Now, Yoshi chimed in before we even played the song and said, don't even play the song. Dig it. Sean says, gotta adjust the stereo to hear the bass better. Nice. That hipster teabag on my shoulder is satisfied for about an hour now.
Okay.
Proud. Jody says, nice perspective, Steve-O. I believe this happens a lot, and sometimes we even struggle admitting we do have a problem. This is a really good song. Matt says, I like the message it sends. Bored by the music. Scotty, find my shovel. We got to bury this.
Who is Scotty?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know, Scotty. Matt says, dig that housefly playing the trumpet. Yoshi, again, he said, don't even play it. Dig it. And Joshua said, no bueno.
No bueno.
No bueno.
Which is weird because that was before we even played the song.
Yeah. This status went up just a smidge early.
Okay.
It's okay.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And as always, thanks to everybody who submitted music, the Locals Rule artists. If you would like to submit music, mystaticradio.com/localsrule. You can submit MP3s to us, or if you just have a suggestion, a song you love, like The River this morning by Good Charlotte. We had a few listeners say, hey, I suggested that.
I've been suggesting that for 2 months.
So if there's a song you want to hear on the station that you haven't heard yet, tell us. studio@mystaticradio.com. We always love your feedback. And, of course, the regulars who chime in and week out. We're talking about
you guys.
Patty. And we're talking about the Mats. And we're talking about everybody who chimes in week in and week out. You guys make.
Yeah, Sean.
Sean amazing.
Brickleback.
Everybody who chimes in. We love your guys' feedback. So thank you for it. And, if you didn't have a chance to get it, maybe you're working. Maybe you're too busy during New Music Tuesday.
Maybe so. Mitch is going to recap it. Midday recap. And Celeste will do the top five in the afternoon review.
I love it. There you go. So you can catch that coming up again a little later. Coming up, man, we got to get back to the bathroom discussion of epic proportions.
Speaking of that.
Yeah, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. You'll see what we're talking about here in just a few. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Epic proportions! Epic musical notes!
Notation!
When we raise our voice, we mean it!
I didn't wear deodorant today!
Dude, I was wondering, because it was like, it kind of smells like this weird musk.
It's a mix of grass and garbage.
Yeah, but you know, whatever. Interesting. That's how I don't know. That's how we do.
It's of the earth.
Yeah, welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. About 9:30 now on your Tuesday morning. If you missed New Music Tuesday, you can catch it with Mitch at 12 o'clock.
And
And me. Yeah, I was hanging out with her. And we throw down some jams. And, of course, Celeste rocks the top five, I believe, at five.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense. Five at five, you know. So you can catch those a couple times throughout your Tuesday.
Why not?
Want to remind you guys, coming up April 11th, Static Radio's prom. Tickets are available now, and if you get them early, they're cheaper.
Ooh.
It's going to be fun. We've had a couple emails asking attire. Yeah, it's formal attire. Semi-formal to formal attire.
Wait a second. Wait.
What?
Tickets are cheaper if you get them now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, people.
If you get them now, they're cheap.
I don't understand why people wait.
MyStaticRadio.com. Maybe they don't care about money.
Hey, man.
Maybe they're not conscientious
give
of
me
their money.
Give me that mentality.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
Along with all of the money that you don't care about.
Yeah.
Just give it to me.
So, intern Doug found this. A Staten Island clown has been spotted around the borough.
Oh, my gosh.
Spooking residents. Started a few weeks ago. Gosh, this is creepy.
It's creepy.
A yellow-clad jester, if you will.
He's
got the whole ruffled top,
I'm
painted
find
face.
A picture.
Has been terrorizing residents of Staten Island day and night, walking down the street, holding a bouquet of balloons and waving at people. Oh. The Burroughs version of Stephen King's Pennywise character has pretty much... Yeah.
He's dressed... Oh, man.
Caused people stress, ire, anxiety, and causing them to freak out!
Freak out.
Robert Privatera snapped a pic of the dude roaming around last week and said, quote, guess who's not sleeping tonight?
Me or that creepy clown!
Tweeted alongside the picture of the character standing next to a concrete column. It says, bro, I did a double take. My heart stopped. Here's the crazy thing. This comedian, Vic DiBattista, spotted the Staten Island clown March 17th. Gosh, dude. Yeah.
Was he like, okay, did anybody else happen to see that creepy clown?
Everybody's been commenting on the fact that there's like, whoops, there's this creepy dude just kind of hanging out
in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood. He's hanging out in the neighborhood.
Another picture shows the bald-headed dude creeping around behind a tree waving at motorists.
Load computer!
I guess Vincent Innocente. He told the Advance, quote, he was just kind of standing there waving like he's in a picture.
Ugh. Well, it says social media sites were erupting Monday.
Yeah.
Yesterday with stories of the mysterious and creepy clown on Staten Island. This comes from CBS New York. But published reports Monday indicated that it might all have just been a viral marketing campaign by a horror movie production company.
Yeah.
And all four people who claimed to have spotted the clown might have been in on it.
Vic DiBattista, a local comedian, posted the video of the clown he saw in Richmond. Apparently, he's appeared in at least one of the Fuzz on the Lens films, the company that they believe could be part of. And I guess he was hyping it up on his Facebook page. He said, I'll be on Channel 4, 11 p.m. news tonight. Yup, you guessed it, an interview about the Staten Island clown.
Woo!
It's a good way to get...
publicity.
Yeah.
And to scare people.
That's it. The static clown making its way to the 505. Doug the intern. We're going to have him dressed up like a creepy hobo.
He is. He's going to go out and advertise for Static Radio Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah.
He can do it in his midnight shift during the weekends.
Yes.
Doug, that's a great idea.
Perfect. We're going to have him going around to all the daycares in town.
I feel like Doug's going to get hit by a car if we do that.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody in this
like
crazy
Doug.
Town.
You're right. This town is
like,
nuts.
Oh, no! It's a demon! It's La Llorona! Boom!
La Llorona?
I don't know. My Sharona.
My Sharona.
That's
yes.
it?
That
is that
closer.
Her? Is that the witch
yep.
ditch?
Yeah.
Ditch witch?
Yeah.
Don't say that wrong. Look out. Am I right? Am I right, folks? Don't say that one wrong.
Oh, man. You can check it out. Creepy Clown. I guess he's been creeping around Staten Island, but man.
Oh.
Speaking of publicity, we saw this on gosh, yesterday,
yes.
I believe. In Canada,
woo.
A couple
woo.
Of morning show DJs, what are you doing?
There's a questionable image on this webpage, and I am blocking it with my hand.
Good,
I am standing in the gap for you, friend.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
You're a good man. Yesterday.
It's gone.
It's gone. Speaking of publicity, a pair of DJs in Canada pulled a stunt on air. That has gone national.
Yes, gosh.
International.
International. It is Canada.
They had a, what is it? Bill it or burn it?
Yeah.
Give it or burn it?
Something like that. Like a big promotional raise money, raise awareness of the station, blah, blah, blah.
So the idea was this. They raised $5,000, and they were either going to give it to a listener, or they were going to burn it. And the people voted on Twitter, and of course, #burnit ran away with the votes.
You're not telling me. Is that really?
So yesterday, they posted a video.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Standing in front of $5,000.
Oh,
said,
my
well,
gosh.
You guys voted. We have to do what we say. This is the station's money. It's $5,000. We were going to give it away to a lucky listener if you voted that way, but instead they voted to burn it, and right there on camera, burned.
No.
$5,000.
Are you kidding me?
Since then, people have been up in arms. Some people were trying to find out if it was illegal, and it went all the way to the top.
The tippy top.
Canada's
Prime Minister.
Money guy.
Money guy.
Moneybags.
Moneybags.
Moneybags McGee came out.
Mr. Moneybags McGee of Canada.
And came out and said, quote, it is not illegal. They do ask that you take care of it, but there's no law against it. So they burned $5,000. Now, it's been 50-50.
Oh, my
People
gosh.
People have been, like, sick to their stomach, upset. And, of course, one of the DJs said, hey, I have kids. Or, no, I have dogs. Sorry, not kids. I have dogs that need food. I've got a mortgage.
Well, it is Canada.
I would love to have had that money, but... They did what the listener said, and they ended up burning $5,000. On the flip side, some people are saying, dude, you can't buy that kind of marketing for $5,000 because this radio station now has gone basically international.
It's true. And on the flip side, they're saying, hey, buddy, that's my money, guy.
That's not your money, buddy.
That's my money, friend.
That's not your money, guy.
Here's the thing, though. I have friends in Canada, and they've told me that the currency literally smells like maple.
Yeah.
And so that had to be the best smelling fire ever.
Yeah.
If you would have roasted bacon over the Canadian money, Canadian maple, Canadian bacon smells awesome.
Man.
That would have been worth it.
That smell is worth $5,000, literally. Well, cynics of the world, if you want to make them burn more, they're not done because they have another bigger campaign for $10,000, and they're going for it again.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how I feel about these stunts, radio stunts gone awry, because we keep talking about things that we're going to do to help raise money for the station, and some of them seem pseudo-dangerous to us, but I could never burn money.
Well, we say that, and then we read stories about how our president and our president's wife are spending $8,400 a night on a stupid hotel.
That's touché.
And then Doug was saying that our president flew on and had to take, what, 900 people with him or something and spent millions of dollars? Okay.
A cool million.
A cool million.
A cool million.
Ten million? Okay. Before we get on Canada for literally burning money, we'll just talk about America metaphorically burning money. That's the American way.
Yeah. Man.
Oh, my gosh. And our money doesn't even smell good.
Is it 2016 yet?
Our money smells stupid. It smells like old, dirty paper.
Ugh, I know. I always freak out if there's, like, change on the ground and one of my kids goes to grab it. I'm like, no diseases! I think I would freak out less if they went for, like, a random street rat than I would for, like, a quarter.
What's
on
that?
Hood rat.
I don't buy that.
If only they look closer.
Would they see a poor boy?
No, sir. No, sorry.
They'd find out.
There's so much more to Steve. Yeah.
I've gotten to where I put your name in the songs.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I didn't even... That's what I thought it said. I thought it said Steve.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The question of the day. We posted it earlier. What you do when you're doing the do? What?
What?
The duty. Double duty. Millions of Americans have admitted, in fact, 39%, said that when using the bathroom,
wait,
with the exception
of
the intended uses.
Why are you playing Thriller
right now? Hey, man. That's what I do.
Because it's a thriller.
Yeah. I'm learning the dance. It's really hard when sitting. Yep. But, yeah, 39% said they take a book, magazine, newspaper, iPad, Kindle into the bathroom every time. 21% said they'll send text messages. They chat on the phone.
Yeah.
Ugh. 18% say they ponder their next meal. They meditate. It's their quiet time. It's the time to get away from the kids. Bathroom time is becoming sacred.
Yeah, it is.
We were talking about this early, and most people said, man, that's the time for high scores. That's the time where grand ideas, epiphanies, if you will.
Epiphanies.
It's where they show up. In a bathroom.
In a bathroom.
Tell us your thoughts. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. While you're there, check out Creepy Clown.
Yeah, we're posting a picture of Doug coming up on the midnight weekend shift.
That's right. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
I'm up against.
You're open. Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Team Awesome Morning Party, shout out to Farmers. Farmers everywhere.
FarmersOnly.com. Yeah.
That was for our dear friends Seth and Hannah.
Yeah, shout out to you guys. Miss you, Seth.
They have their own website. It's just for their family members.
FarmersOnly.com?
Yeah.
Seems really, really exclusive. We'll have to check that out.
San Francisco doing something a little different.
What are they doing this
time? Did you see
this?
I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, tell me.
Some residents of San Francisco are discovering photographs of themselves engaging in embarrassing behavior.
What?
A website has been collecting photos of people who were texting while driving.
Oh, I did see this. I saw this on Yahoo.
Some of those photos have now found their way onto billboards throughout the region. The project called Texting While in Traffic, or TWIT, is the brainchild of San Francisco graphic designer Brian Singer.
TWIT.
Wait. Not the director of X-Men.
Oh. Which, by the way, if you haven't seen the new X-Men Days of Future Past trailer.
Looks really promising, just like Superman Returns did.
Ah. Okay, wet blanket, mister. You wet blanket, mister.
Dude, you know when you saw that trailer, like, Superman
Returns.
It's going to be the greatest movie of all time.
Oh, my gosh. Brandon Routh looks just like Christopher Reeve.
Does all the same lines just like him.
It's
going to be the best movie ever.
Citizens?
Oh, look at that trailer. It looks so fantastic. Wait, Superman's got a kid?
What happened?
Did that kid just throw a piano? What? How do I explain this to my kids?
You don't.
What? Who is the...
This is how
so
you
wait,
explain...
So wait, the dad's not the dad?
No, this is how you explain... What is Cyclops doing in this movie? This is how you explain Superman Returns to your kid.
Okay.
You watch Man of Steel.
Yes!
That's how you do it.
Beautiful.
Boom!
There you go.
You're welcome, parents.
So this project, Texting While in Traffic, TWIT, happened when graphic designer Brian Singer began the project when he just started commuting along the 101, bruh. We couldn't believe how often he saw drivers on their phones, bruh.
Hey, bruh.
He collected images of texting drivers at his website, which included stats about distracted driving and encourages readers to engage in TWIT spotting.
TWIT spotting? You TWIT? What have you done?
Here's the question.
Yeah.
They engage in it by sending photos in of people driving and texting. So the question is, that means if you're driving and you see somebody driving and texting, that means you're now pulling out your phone to take a photo of
the person
driving and texting?
Hang on, let me get a picture of this.
Singer promises that he's the passenger, not a driver, when he takes the photos.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
And requires contributors do the same.
Uh-huh.
The billboards, which have no text on them whatsoever, will hopefully show drivers in a very public way that they're being watched and judged.
You have been judged.
Does this really do anything? Because let's be honest, if there was a billboard out here and you got on it by doing something outlandish, yeah. I guarantee it. I'll give you $10 right
now. Look at that phone case, baby.
That first day would be Team Awesome Morning Party.
Look at that phone case right there. You guys might know me from my billboard spot. Didn't even pay anything for it. City sponsored it.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Pretty cool, man. Yeah. Really getting my name out there. That's
what
you do.
You should wear a t-shirt.
That's what we do. If they move this to Albuquerque, we get our phones out, like, and then we watch. This is going to cause so many accidents. We're going to watch, and if somebody starts to take a picture, we hold up a sign that says Team Awesome Morning Party. Free advertising!
I'm telling you. Or why don't we just paint our car Team Awesome Morning Party, the whole car?
No.
It's like a walking billboard the whole time.
That's just
And then
ridiculous.
We're constantly texting and
That's
driving.
Ridiculous.
I'm just saying. It saves us time and energy.
How do you want me to cover up Gracie the Saturn? Have you seen that car? That's pure unbridled American muscle. She's got an engine.
Do they still make Saturns?
It's a classic.
It's
an antique, man. It's got an antique plate. It's a classic. It's a new neoclassic. That's what it's called, neoclassic.
Yep.
Doug?
Look it up.
Doug agrees.
Yeah.
For more info on Doug, check out the picture I posted on Facebook.
It's
Sorry,
the Silverhawk. Did you ever name it?
Yeah, it's Gracie. That's Dawn's car.
Gracie?
Funny thing.
But it's silver.
If you guys want to hear a romantic little cute story about me and my wife.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
Don't throw
hold
up.
Hold on.
Give me some cutesy music. Play Copper Lily.
Ugh. No, dude, I like Copper Lily.
I said cutesy. It's cutesy.
It is cutesy.
Okay, so I had a car I got in college. It was a little Saturn coupe. I had to get it because I had an Isuzu Trooper. 4x4, awesome. Me and Dave and Coon used to ride around college, blasting songs like Blink-182, Newfound Glory. We threw a little Wham in there. Wake
Some
me up before
righteous
you go-go.
Brothers.
It was awesome. Driving around. Well, then gas just went crazy.
Right.
There were days in college where I was like, well, I've got $30 in my bank account, and I have to get gas. So, I'm officially poor.
Yeah.
Booyah. But you're in college, so you're like, yeah, I'm in college. I don't need food. I just need coffee and girls. Anyway, you're driving around, and your gas is gone, and then your parents, you go on a summer missions trip, and you go out there, you come home, and your parents gift you a new car that is economically sound.
Okay.
It's white, which kind of sucks, but it's okay, because gas mileage you can afford now.
Okay.
You can afford gas.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave it to me, so I'm not going to say no to that.
Right, free car.
I named the car Howie. Here's why. My first pickup truck, Howard. That was what I named it. Then I got that Isuzu and named it Howard the Great. Oh, it was so good. And then I got this little car. And so I named it Howie. Fast forward a few years, I meet Dawn. We're talking on the phone. What kind of car do you have? And mine's a 97 Saturn.
Okay.
Or it was. And then, what kind of car do you have? A 99 Saturn. A 99 Saturn? Yeah, it's a four-door. It's silver. I named it Gracie. We both had, like, almost identical model cars. Same make. Mine was white, hers was silver, so hers was a better car. But she had named hers Gracie, and I had named mine Howie. And this is before we were even friends.
Oh.
That's how alike we are. So if you're in high school and you're like, I really get this girl and she gets me. No, you don't. You guys don't think alike. You're crazy. Don't think like that. You're crazy.
But if you both drive Saturns.
Then you can. You're all good.
Eventually it will end with rings?
Maybe so.
Of Saturns?
Rings of Saturns?
You're welcome.
You are a scholar of jokes.
I mean, I'm just saying.
You are the joke man of the day.
Yeah.
In 1997, they crowned you joke king of 2014.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
And then later I discovered that they were just joking. And I was like, this was mockery.
This was meta.
You were making fun of me?
Yeah.
I thought I was the king of jokes.
You are.
But they were just joking?
The joke was on
you.
Oh. The king of jokes
I got joke on my face.
Oh, egg joked all over you. Did that make sense?
I don't know.
It's okay.
Just go with it, man.
I'll go with
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
Eggs are cool.
Oh,
you guys ever
man.
Had an egg?
I guess that's it for us.
No! Is that it?
But
is that
now
the show?
I come back again. It's 9:52.
No, it's not.
We gotta say adios.
Guys, we have so much fun. The show goes by so fast.
In honor of the Saturns and the rings that came after. Yeah. There will be no journey today.
Oh,
just
man.
Some Spando ballet.
Booyah.
This goes out to the lots.
And Panda.
And the farmers.
Ah.
Listening from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, listening all the way from Nashville. We got a special dedication to the farmers.
Yeah. Hannah, get with it and decide Albuquerque is cool.
She's never going to do that.
It's going to happen.
No. Name it, I'm claim sorry. It. We I done yelled. Named it, claimed it.
I yelled. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's okay.
I'm
I yell all the time.
Come on, Seth. Be a man. Tell her.
Don't,
tell her, fix
Seth,
it, Felix.
Don't listen. I'm about, my phone's going to go off. Okay. We got to go.
We'll see you guys manana. Middays with Mitch up next. Don't forget, New Music Tuesday rolls your way again at noon. Until tomorrow, Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.